safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Yes. What up, though? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, man. Really appreciate it. You know what I mean? Got a couple things to get off my chest. You know what I mean? So what better way, you know, than to go ahead and bring back an installment of K100 Internet Radio that I had not too long ago. And it was called Really Though?
Really Though?
Really Though? Really Though. Really Though. Yeah. And essentially, you know, the way this works, I get to say and talk about whatever I want to talk about, and I got a host of things I want to talk about. You get to say and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. If you got some things you want to, you know, get off your chest and talk about. It's just the name of the show, okay? The name of this episode, episode 288. You dig? Once again,
really though?
Really though? Fuckery in the world, all right? And I'm going to go ahead and just jump into the synopsis so when people start getting on the phone lines or whatever, they can go ahead and speak their piece. I won't even just waste no time. I'll tell you guys. You know, the name of the Twitter, of course, is at K100_radio. Follow the show. Follow me at Blizzum. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's where you can listen to us live on Blog Talk Radio. Or you can stream our show at www.chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N-L-E-S-S, chainlessentertainment.com. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes up under the podcast section. All right. Just type in a search for K100 Radio up under the podcast section and you can find us. You can catch us like that right there, all right? Tell a friend, you know what I mean, about us. If you want to send us any correspondence, if you're an artist, want to send any music, then the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K is the number 100, the word radio, k100radio@gmail.com. And also, let's see what else, the Twitter, blah, blah, and all that. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. So we're going to go ahead and just cut to the chase, all right? Episode 288. You know what it is.
Really though?
Really though? And I had to spell it with a PH, the fuckery part. I had to spell the fuckery part with a PH because Blog Talk Radio doesn't allow you to put curse words in your description headline. You know, you can put it in the content, but you can't put it in the headline. But the name of the show is Really Though. We're going to talk about a lot of fuckery that's going on in the world. And it's a lot of it going on. I haven't even really been talking about all the fuckery that's going on. It's so much fuckery going on. I just can't. You know, it's just a lot of stuff going on. But it's not all about what I want to talk about. It's also about what the callers want to talk about. All right. So, you know, I actually did this once before and I had so much fun with it. You know, we're back with another installment of Really Though. You know what I'm saying? And basically, this is the chance for me, the listeners, to vent about the BS that we see going on. It could be anything ridiculous. Nothing is out of bounds on the show. You know, I add a little music to this show. We're going to play a song by this homie, Tito Lopez. I met him this past weekend. He's an artist. I'm going to break the rules a little bit because normally I don't play artists with deals, but he is signed to a major deal, and he's got major backing, but he hasn't blew yet. You probably have never heard of him. So if you haven't, we're going to help him out and expose him to some of the underground people that's listening to music here on the show. Now, again, I'm really doing it because I met him in person. He seemed like a humble spirit, and I also like the song and what he's about as far as what he's trying to push. And so we're going to go ahead and give him a spin on his music, all right? And we may play one or two things. It depends on how the nature of the show, but I know I'm going to play that new joint by him real quick and let y'all get a little bit of that. You can hit him up on Twitter and get his information and find out all about him, all right? Outside of that, all right? You know, this is one of my favorite things to do, just kind of have talk segments and let people just get things off their chest. One of the things we're going to be talking about is the movie and the book and the whole Think Like a Man thing.
Really though?
Really though? Really though? I'm going to line them up in my keyboard Gotti voice on that. People, especially females, filming themselves doing crimes. Like this stupid, silly girl who done got herself locked up, who went to the girl house and beat her motherfucking ass and put it on Worldstar.
Really though?
Really though?
Really though?
We're going to talk about this whole bullshit about they got a report out that Obama ate dog. I mean, he did, but really, nigga.
Really, though? Really,
it ain't like you trying to make it seem, bitch. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the Zimmerman bullshit. Got to get that in.
Really, though?
Really, though? Any fuckery I want to talk about. It might be some fuckery that you even bring up on the show. I don't know. All I know is nothing is out of bounds. We're going to talk about whatever it is we want to talk about. And we're going to get it in. You know what I'm saying? And that's all it is. It ain't no real, real, real complicated rules to this show or complicated shit. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about some real live fuckery. So let's get it. First up on the line, already ready to check in. I'm going to go ahead and get him on the line because he on his break and shit, I reckon. Billy Bad, what up?
You already know, man. What's up, man?
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. Episode 288. Really, though, talking about the fuckery that's going on. First of all, before I talk about all the fuckery I want to discuss, is there any particular fuckery that you want to get off your
chest? Yeah, I got a couple of fuckeries that I need to lay off my chest or whatever. You know, apart, you know, before I get into the whole thing, and I'm only going to do this real brief because I only got 15 minutes. So, first and foremost, okay, of course, you know, I'm part of a bunch of groups on Facebook, and there's this one local group that I've been really fucking with since I moved back here to Charleston or whatever. And they've been holding, you know, functions and all that stuff, you know, things like that. The thing is that, okay, they just hosted a little family carnival, you know, for the kids and all that stuff to come out and all that stuff. You know, come to find out, the dude who founded the group, you know, apparently he owes people money that contributed that he's never paid back.
Uh-huh.
So I left from the group, and they're asking me, why did I leave the group? I was like, I'm not going to support nothing where you're going to sit there and, you know, and owe money back to these people. And you claiming you big time in this shit, but, you know, you're not even big time. And if you're sitting there owing people back and you claim you got the crown and all that shit, but, you know, you owe people money for this whole damn function. You know, you're balling like that. You need to pay these people back.
Right.
That's a really dope shit for me. You know,
right.
Show some, you know, if people going to contribute to your shit, you know, you hire people for the moonwalks for the kids and all these activities and stuff for the kids and all that grilling, DJ. And you don't pay them back. You already owe one local DJ his money, and he's looking for him, you know.
That's crazy, yeah. That's some fuck shit.
Really, though?
Really, though? So let me ask you this real quick. One of the things that we're going to talk about on the show tonight that we're going to discuss, we're going to have you seen the movie Think Like a Man? Have you seen
that movie? No, I did not yep. Catch it. I wanted to see it, you know, because I already read Steve Harvey's books, you know. Uh-huh. And
you read the book?
And there were some points he did have, but, you know, he's just only talking about the basics of it. But, you know, of course, every man thinks different. You know, you're just only giving the general positions of what a typical man thinks about. You know, every man is not going to think the same. You know, every man is not going to look through his own – every man is not going to look through Steve Harvey's eyes. You know,
right.
So, of course, I didn't see the movie to really give a comment on it. Of course, I've seen people, you know, put on Facebook, like, you know, after seeing Think Like a Man, I'm going to give me a boo. And after seeing Think Like a Man, I have a whole insight of what it's supposed to be when it comes to dating, things like that. But, you know, of course, you're grown. You're supposed to know the basics of dating. You know the right or wrongs of dating. You know what you do and not supposed to do. You're not supposed to cheat unless you want, you know, to include a female to do a threesome and all that shit. You know, you're not supposed to, you know, it's just, you know, to me, overall, I mean, it's stupid. But I can't really comment on it like the way I want to comment unless I go see the movie myself. So
I'm going to be talking about, first of all, there's a lot of things in the book that I'm going to be touching on, you feel me, over the course of the night. And I want people to chime in, you know what I mean? There was a host of things. I think the characters in the movie were unrealistic. I went and saw the movie. I wasn't going to talk about the show. I wasn't going to talk about it until I seen the movie. Now, I'm not going to read the book. It's just, no. But I did go see the movie, you know what I mean? I can sit through a movie. I'm not going to read a book of fuckery. I can't read a book of fuckery. But I can sit through a movie of fuckery. And I did, you know what I'm saying? Just so I say, so no one can say, Blizzard, you ain't even motherfucking see the movie. Bitch, yes, I did.
No, the only reason why I'm thinking that people went to go see the movie was because Kevin Hart was in it. And, you know, and I heard Kevin Hart was mad funny in the movie.
It was funny. I can't. Well, Kevin Hart is a funny guy. I like his comedy, and so you know, I laugh most of the time. I'm laughing. It was because Kevin Hart had just said something. You know, nothing else was too much. Wasn't nothing else really much good about it. I think if he hadn't been in the movie, I don't even know. I probably couldn't have made it through it because he made the movie, you know, bearable just with his own brand of comedy that he does. So it was like I saw that and I'm like, okay, you know, it was okay. You know what I mean? With watching him, you know, it made it easier to kind of watch the movie. But the shit that they was saying in the movie, it's a lot of fuck shit that was going on and being said in the movie. And I think one of the biggest controversies, whatever you want to call it, is the 90-day rule. The 90-day rule, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Also, chirp, chirp, the whole notion of chirp, chirp, girl.
Really, though?
Yeah, I heard that shit today when I was watching the Today Show about the chirp, chirp, girl. It's like, I don't even know what the hell that is. So it's
basically, this nigga saying, like, right now, you know, if a chick should feel bad, and he's calling the chirp, chirp, girl, if you walk out to the car and, you know, you pop the locks on the car, and you don't actually open the door for the chick every time she gets in and out of a car. You feel me? And I know I can tell you 100% unequivocally, I don't open the door for a female every time they get in and out of a car. I will hold the door for a woman if I'm walking through a door and she's right with me. I hold the door for a woman if she's a complete stranger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't feel the need to have to open a motherfucking car door every single motherfucking time. You know what I mean? Every time she get in the car and get in and out of the car. Like, she can't. We get at the grocery store. Nigga, I'm at the grocery store, and we walking out to the motherfucking car. We leaving Walmart, nigga, and I pop the locks and she get in. Now she chirp, chirp, girl. Fuck, nigga. I'm just starting, nigga. I'm gonna be revved up for the whole duration of this shit. I ain't really set it off yet. You know what I'm saying?
You know something else you really touched on, though. Like, I think I didn't see it in the subject when I read the synopsis in the group. What in the world is going on with Meta World Peace? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah. Meta World Peace. First of all, Ron. Ron Artest threw the bow. Now, and I'm gonna go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, because I know you got to get ready to go back or whatever. I'm going to go ahead and touch that. I was going to touch that a little bit anyway. Ron Artest, I'm not calling him Metal World Peace. A nigga with World Peace in the back of his motherfucking goddamn shirt.
Really, though?
Really, though? Are you throwing both? I don't even understand that. You can't even make me understand or explain that. Nigga, you are Ron Artest, nigga. Okay, you're not Metal World Peace. You're not about World Peace, nigga. You threw a bow and knocked a nigga and gave a nigga a concussion. You know what I mean? Whether you tried to hit him in the head, maybe, maybe not. But, nigga, you know you bigger than this nigga. You know you tall, nigga. You're damn near 6'7", or some shit like that. And he's smaller than you, so you should have been aware. You should even really threw that bow. Now, I know you just was celebrating a nigga try to, you know, walk up on you, bump into you. You like, nigga, watch out, nigga. I just mashed on you, nigga. Watch. But, nigga, you know that. I saw the whole thing. We didn't show the fucking replay. But, nigga, at the end of the day, nigga, my really though with him is this.
Really though? Really though?
Why did you even change your name to some shit like that, nigga? You ain't ready for that. You can't wear that badge, nigga. You got motherfucking mental problems, nigga. You ain't gonna never be Metal World Peace, nigga. You ain't gonna never be right. Bitch, that shit is in your DNA. You fucked up, nigga, in your mental capacity. You had a problem. I know you want to change and humble yourself, nigga, but change your motherfucking name to some shit that symbolizes peace when you know you got the motherfucking propensity to snap in any given motherfucking moment. It's utterly fucking retarded, nigga. Yeah, really?
Really, dog?
Really, dog? And there you have it.
That is his first time bowing people on the floor and everything.
He's on my show. His name is fucking Ron Artest. From now on, I don't give a fuck what his shirt says.
813.
Now.
Yeah, man, shoot. I mean, and then since I got 2 minutes left, I'm going to go ahead and get my comment on the Zimmerman thing. I've seen it from start to finish when I was getting ready for work. And the boldest move he did was when his defense attorney said, hey, my client wants to speak. And he got up, shackled up in the suit, sat down and apologized to the family. And I'm thinking that was the one thing that probably swayed the judge. The prosecutor.
Nigga, fuck your apology, nigga.
Basically.
You shot my motherfucking son over this. Fuck your apology, nigga. I should slap the shit out you, nigga, for even talking to me. Period, nigga. Don't even address me, bitch.
Really, though?
And
really
then
though?
You gonna get your motherfucking trick ass on the motherfucking stand hole and lie. Talking about you ain't know he was 17. Bitch, they got the 911 calls when you said he looks like he's about 17 years old. Now all of a sudden, he looks like a couple years younger than me. Bitch!
Really, though? Really, though? Really,
though? And even though it was a bond hearing, that prosecutor was ready to dig in his ass. Like, ready to get in here. Even though it was a bond hearing.
didn't, so, though. They didn't, though. And that's the fact.
Yeah, the prosecutor, the prosecutor was ready for him.
The prosecution wasn't ready. That's why he got that low-ass bond. They wasn't ready. They ain't really, they claim they holding all the good juicy stuff until a trial. They didn't want to just break out all this stuff, let them bond out or whatever, whatever. Oh, okay, okay. All right, then. You know what I'm saying? That's okay, though. You know what I mean? That's okay, though. I'm not a person that's against bond, because I done been through some shit, I felt like, nigga, at least let me goddamn work and make a living, and goddamn until you going to hang me or goddamn let me go. I'm not an anti-person who don't, he don't need to get out on bond. Nah, nigga, I feel like people should get out on bond unless they rape a little kid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm not even finna take that real, real ignorant stance like, oh, he should have never even got out on bond. Nah, I mean, nigga, I've been through some real shit where, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, niggas is like, he should get murder one and the death penalty. Nigga, you don't even know the law. Shut up. Really, though? That's even a fucking possibility in that case. That's fucking, that shit, he has to literally fucking premeditated and planned it and really all out. You know, it's not premeditated murder, so I don't know why people are crying about that. But all right, go ahead and handle your business, homie. Thanks for calling into the show. I'm going to get to the next caller.
No problem. I'll be tuning in, man.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just getting started. Episode 288. You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. I got my other homie on the line. I ain't talked to him in a minute, though. Nooney Jr., what's happening, homie?
Whoa.
What up, man?
Hello.
What up? Nooney Jr. said he done seen so much fuckery lately. I got to call in, Blizzard. I ain't even been on the radio in a minute, but I got to call in because it's just a lot of fuckery.
Oh, man, fuckery. With a capital F.
Or PH. It could be PH. It could be PH. You said it couldn't be PH.
Yeah. It could be. Fuckery to the extreme. I've been seeing it so much. I don't know what's wrong with these people, man. But what's your questions, man? Talk to me.
I mean, first of all, I want you to go ahead and tell me anything that you notice personally, up next, anything personal, any kind of fuckery that you personally, and then I'll talk about what I got specifically want to talk about.
All right, man, my whole thing is, you know, life is real simple. You know, for every action, there's a reaction.
Right.
You know, and I'm a get to what I'm saying, but basically what I'm trying to say, if you walk up to Blizzum and you punch him in his mouth, or you attempt to punch him in his mouth, you have to expect to get punched back.
Right.
You have to expect to get knocked out, because you might not beat him. And 9 out of 10, you're not going to beat Blizzard. So, and you have to expect, you might get stomped out. You have to expect while you're getting stomped out that you might die from your head banging against the concrete. Now, people might say death is a harsh reality, but why did you even swing on a person who wasn't swinging on you? So, like I say, if you don't understand that, then you believe in fuckery. But
right.
Back to what I have to say. I'm not perfect by no means, and I guess we all can be hypocrites. Do you agree to that or no?
Yeah, we
maybe don't agree.
I agree. Everybody's got a little, you know. Yeah, everybody plays both sides of the fence on various things.
But what I want to talk about is all these people who are mad about Trayvon Martin getting murdered by a person who discriminated against him because of his color of skin and because of his clothing style, which, you know, I guess that represents thugs or hoodlum. But, in some people's mind, I want to talk about all the people on Facebook. I personally think, and I don't think all of them, but I think some of them really don't give a fuck about Trayvon Martin.
Uh-huh.
I think they just using that situation to throw parties. You know, using that situation to, you know what I'm saying? I think they just using that situation to shine and make themselves look better. You know,
right.
Because the same people that's doing it are the same people who are killing niggas in the hood every day. And I ain't talking about like thugs. I'm talking about like people who act like they don't do that type of stuff.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
I'm talking about the people like if you get mad because Zimmerman killed Trayvon, then you should be mad when you kill Pookie. or when you kill John John, or when you kill Mike Mike.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
What's the big difference?
It's not. You still killing somebody over some fuck shit. It's not. And I understand what you're saying. There have been a lot of people, and you know, I've seen this. I tagged you in one of them where people literally threw parties, and it was like a party for Trayvon, R.I.P. Trayvon party with this kid who they never met in their life. Like he's coming to perform or some shit with his face on the poster, talking about, you know, bring a bag of Skittles and get in free.
Really though? Really though? Really though?
I mean, just utter ridiculousness that we saw with that whole situation. That had me very, very, very hot. I didn't like it. I'm going to tell you something, and since me and you are artists, I'm going to tell you something that really, and we talked about this on Facebook, something that really annoyed me, and I really feel like with some real fuckery with that whole thing, are artists now, who never in their motherfucking, every motherfucking other song they ever got, talking about goon this, thug that, killer nigga this, chopper that, blah, 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 fuck a hoe, fuck a nigga, I'm with that, I'm about that life, blah, blah, blah. You ain't never said nothing positive ever, and now all of a sudden this nigga died, and you making a Trayvon song, talking about download the new Trayvon Martin song, nigga.
Really though? Really though?
Nigga, you never said anything to big up. You never said anything about black on black crime. You never said anything about racial issues. You never made a song about injustice in the political system or the justice. You don't even rap like that. You don't even talk about that. You feel me?
Right.
You may say some shit about, man, fuck these crackers. These crackers ain't shit, blah, 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 blah. And then Zimmerman ain't even really a real cracker.
Really though? Really
at the
though?
End of the day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you may be like on some fuck a cracker type shit, but that don't necessarily mean that you are politically astute. You've never really rapped about injustice in social life, and you're not a pop, you nigga. You never wore the race on your shoulders like that. You never championed the black cause like that ever. And I feel like if you're making a song about that, I need to have already heard some shit from you like that already. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear everything you ever talked about was dope, money, hoes, cars, and all of a sudden you got a Trayvon song. Nigga, what?
Yeah, man. Hey, man,
that's fucking crazy. That shit had me crazy. That shit
crazy. You are definitely right. And listen to what I have to say on this one. I don't knock an artist who makes music that he thinks is going to sell. But my thing is, if you're so-called talented like you say you are, you shouldn't have to do certain things.
Right.
You just shouldn't have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't give a fuck about Trayvon.
Right.
And now, some people do. Some people, it really hurts their feelings that happened. It hurt my feelings.
Yes, it hurt my feelings.
Happened.
But I think that was terrible. Yeah,
you know what happened to him, but these artists don't care, you know. And you know what? I'm not gonna even blame the artists. I'm gonna blame the whole system because this is what we have, as a people. And I'm not talking about me and you, but we as a people have taught people to make music that sells.
Yeah, we have. We got to that
now.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't give the artist a pass because he did it.
That's right.
To me, it's fucked up. If you're making these Trayvon Martin songs and you're getting 80,000 views in the first day, and before that you never got no views, I mean, it is what it is. It's a dirty game that we all in. But to me, how can you go to sleep at night knowing that you is benefiting off of a Trayvon song but you really don't give a fuck about?
Right. You never really gave a fuck about social injustice or anything like that. I've never heard a record like that about you. And just because you make a song saying fuck white folks, that's not the same thing. Anybody can say fuck white folks. And then to me, that's retarded because all white folks ain't the same.
Really though? Really though?
So when you just say fuck all white people and shit like that, I'm like, if that's what you say, I've been talking about this fuck shitty crackers been doing. Nah, nigga, we talking about specifics, names for shit that you really did before where you really broke it down and said what's going on in society or whatever. And if you can't show me that, then I don't want to hear your Trayvon song. And even worse,
really though, really though,
niggas making whack ass Trayvon Martin songs. Nigga, at least, listen, man, real shit. I had three motherfucking people send me Trayvon Martin songs. I wasn't gonna play now one of them because I don't even know. I'm just not playing it. I had a whole show about that case, about how I felt about it. If you want to look it up, go back. It's episode 280 something. I don't know, like 282 or 3 or some shit, or somewhere around there. Go back and listen to what the fuck I had to say about that whole situation. I got a 2-hour segment about it. Go check it out. But I wasn't finna play any of those motherfucking songs. But niggas sent me three songs, three different artists, and it was all garbage.
Really though? Really though?
Like you just went in there and just threw that together real quick. You didn't even really the shit wasn't mixed or whatever. You just threw that out the open to do a little Trayvon song and throw that shit to the street. Oh really? You know what I'm saying? If you felt that deep about it, nigga, you would have really sat down there and really tried to create a bangle. You would have went out and paid for a hot track and really poured your heart out on that motherfucking shit. You would have just got some old bullshit off SoundClick and some shit you sending me sound like you I mean, just crazy shit, dog. So it's like with that case right there with the whole shit with Zimmerman. Now don't get me wrong, and I'll just touch on it real quick. I felt that was some fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? The murder charge that he got, that's the best they could do. He could not possibly get murder one, so I was like that. But like I said before, and I'll say this shit again, my beef is not necessarily so much with Zimmerman as it is with the pig. See, Zimmerman did what he did or whatever, but at the end of the day, it's on the motherfucking pigs to enforce the motherfucking law. That first motherfucking, that chief, that those cops, that motherfucking first state attorney who didn't decide to file charges until the uproar, to me, like I said on my show when I talked about it, I'm more upset with them. I'm more upset with the police force than I am Zimmerman. Zimmerman did what he did. He's a man. He's a person, whatever. So if he did that, okay, but the shit wouldn't have blew up to be so big had that motherfucker not ever got, had he got charged or whatever, you know what I'm saying, then it wouldn't have been that big because it would have been like fucked up, but they got that motherfucker. He's finna go down for that. But when you just let the motherfucker stay, like we ain't even finna motherfucking charge him, the state attorney say we not gonna charge him anything, that's what made it big. That's what made the story what it is. The fact that
you're right. You know, one of my own boys from Duval was on YouTube, and he said, What would happen, Nooney, if I shot you and I told the police it was self defense? Would they just be like, oh, okay, cool, we'll see you later then?
No, they wouldn't, and that's the point. That's the point. You feel me? They wouldn't,
right.
And I know, and you know I know, cause motherfucker, I done been through it. You know what I'm saying? So I know they're not gonna do that. I done been through it, literally, nigga. I went through that, so I know they're not gonna do it. I know they're gonna investigate. I know. I went to jail that night, nigga. I ain't get to go home, and then they got them call me into the office, and nigga, I went to jail that night, and it was.
And they don't even say sorry or nothing. They, you know,
nothing.
once you beat it, you know, it's just like, you know.
I went to jail that night. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, man, it was clear that I didn't start it. It was clear that I was in the right, but it didn't matter until we sort it all out. We're gonna charge you, and that's how it was handled. Now, don't get me wrong. I will say, when it comes. And full disclosure, Georgia did not have anything like a stand your ground law. They got new laws now, so those laws were not in effect when I went through what I went through back in 2001. You feel me? The laws didn't come into effect in Georgia until 2006. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, there was no self defense. Period. Point. There was nothing like you were supposed you at back then in 2001. A motherfucking pistol whip you, nigga. You supposed to run and tell the police. You know what I'm saying? Basically, let them tell it. You know what I'm saying? The pistol whip you, nigga. You got a gun. You still got to run and tell the police. You ain't supposed to. You gonna go to jail for popping a bitch. Period. Back in 2001, everything changed in 2006 when one or two rich motherfuckers got carjacked. 2003. You know what I'm saying? A couple of rich motherfuckers got carjacked up in Buckhead. 2003. All of a sudden, 2006, nigga. We got self defense laws. You can bust a motherfucker. You ain't gotta be at home. And fuck the castle doctrine. You can be anywhere. And you feel threatened. Everything changed in 2006 because a couple of white rich motherfuckers got carjacked. And they had, and if like they didn't wanna get caught up in some fuck shit. And they didn't feel like they could pack guns and shit. And it, all of a sudden, you know, the white people crying. It's open season on us. And the laws need to be changed. All of a sudden, 2006. Now we got some shit kind of like the Stand Your Ground law up here in Georgia. Wasn't in effect though back then with me. So I ate the bullet. You know what I'm saying? I spent stupid money bonding out and getting a lawyer, keeping my freedom. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the fucking day though, at the end of the day, it still is not about what my action is. It's about the police department. In the Zimmerman, Trayvon case, bottom line, I am not as upset at Zimmerman as I am at the police, because that's their job to make that determination. And it's so blatantly obvious that this motherfucker was lying, and it wasn't self defense. What, nigga, once they heard that 911 call, and that motherfucker told that bitch, don't get out the car, don't go up to that motherfucker, we got this, we on our way, and he did it anyway, wasn't nothing to talk about. Wasn't nothing else really to talk about, because at that point, he was the instigator. Nigga, you don't have a badge. You're not even a real live motherfucking community. You nigga, you ain't even really a fucking security guard, nigga. You don't even work for that motherfucking place. You just a regular ass motherfucker. So, nigga, once they heard that, it wasn't nothing to talk about. So the fact that the pigs didn't even charge him or a state attorney, That's why everything blew up out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I have a problem with the police far more than Zimmerman. Zimmerman just ain't here, overzealous motherfucker who think he ain't nothing but goddamn top security with a pistol. You know what I'm saying? And it's people like that everywhere. But at the end of the day, my beef is not, my beef is with him because he killed them. He's the one who did it. But I got more of a beef with the police force, more of a beef with the chief, more of a beef with the state attorney, my nigga, than I ever would have with. Because they really, those are the motherfuckers.
And then, hey man, one more thing, man. It, as far as Trayvon Martin go, it to me is fuckery for people to try to say that he was a thug in his past. You know, one thing about it, in this country that we live in, we're supposed to be guaranteed the rights. You know, and just because you stole a car yesterday doesn't mean that you deserve to get shot for walking from the store, Like, I don't know where that rule is, because, and that's even if he was doing that, I don't know what he's done. I'm just telling you what they try to say about him. You know, he used to fight. What kids don't fight?
Man, I wouldn't give a fuck what he did, nigga. He's 17. He couldn't, I mean, unless that nigga been to jury 30 times since 12, nigga, it don't matter. It don't matter if he did, nigga. That day, that nigga was walking to the store minding his motherfucking business. Period, point blank.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck what you did.
Right.
I don't care, nigga. That nigga could have robbed the motherfucker Friday. But, bitch, if that happened Monday when he was just walking to the store and back, nigga, don't talk to me about that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Give a fuck if he robbed a bitch Friday at gunpoint, nigga. On Monday, when he was walking back from the store minding his own motherfucking business, that's when this happened. So fuck all the rest of the shit. I don't give a fuck what he looked like or what he, nigga, that shit is irrelevant to the. And when motherfuckers, and that was another motherfucking thing.
Really though,
really though. Motherfuckers trying to goddamn dig all into the pack, nigga. And this is a scenario where his fucking history don't mean shit. And matter of fact, let me go ahead and say one. Let me bring up one other motherfucking thing that I'm real motherfucking a little perturbed and upset about.
Really though,
really though. That happened in my own motherfucking hometown recently. My own motherfucking hometown, 850 Panama City. It just happened Sunday. Okay. One of the homies that I know in the rap game, the homie Looney G, his step pops got gunned down by the police. And if you're a Panama City person, I got like 5850s on the line. Y'all already know what the fuck I'm finna talk about. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? And I pulls no punches. Okay, 100. So, you know, everybody can go back and say what I said. I'm finna say some real shit. My homie Looney G's people got, I know Looney G, but I don't know his step pops like that. A lot of people did. This dude got killed by the police, all right? You know what I'm saying? Basically, for people who are listening on the phone lines or on the show who don't know, who not from Panama City, who have no clue about what I'm talking about, he had some mental problems. You know what I'm saying? He had mental problems. Now, before I even say anything else, nigga, this is the fuck shit.
Really though? Really though?
First of all, if you got a motherfucker who, the police right now, the police done killed this man. They said he had a machete, and he did. He had a knife. Yes, that's true. He lunged at an officer with the knife. Yes, that's true. The police had to come out to this man's house before for other calls, for other disturbances. Yes, that's true. The man has a documented history of mental illness. First of all, you can't say in your same breath that he had a history of the police coming out to his house for disturbances about him, about that, and not mention the fact that it's because he has mental problems. Yes, y'all done been out to that motherfucking man's house before, nigga. So you know what? When you pull that motherfucking shit up in that motherfucking history, I know somewhere in that motherfucking shit it showed this man has mental problems. So off the rip, whether they tased him, it didn't work, and he lunged at him and they killed him. At the end of the day, this man basically, people want to say he got killed because he had a knife and he lunged at an officer. That's what all the motherfucking the white people saying on the news channel and everything. First of all, this man got mental problems. Okay, you don't treat people with mental problems the same way you treat regular motherfuckers. If a motherfucker just mad or some shit like that, and he just on coke, if he coked up or some shit, that's one thing. But if the man got mental problems, you already know you got to come on there and expect whatever thing, expect anything. He might lunge at you. He might trip. You feel me? He might do that because the man had a history of mental illness. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the police have been called before, but he also has a history of mental fucking illness also. You need to take that motherfucking shit in consideration. That means get ready because he might lunge at us. We might have to goddamn kneecap him, shoot him in the arm. We may have to goddamn, you know what I'm saying, whatever. You know what I mean? It's five of y'all from what I seen from the world. What was it? Four officers from what I seen. Four of y'all and this one man. He a big dude now, whatever, you know. It's whatever, but he's not a small guy. But at the end of the day, he already has a history of mental problems. Y'all been called out to the residence, not because he's just violent for no reason. He's violent or whatever disturbances he called, because he has mental problems. So they come out to the residence. He has a knife or whatever, and he chases him and shit. And then they try to tase him first, and then it didn't work, and they shot him and they killed him. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. When somebody lunges at the police officer with a knife or whatever, in the society that we live in right now, you already know what's going to come out of that. Period, point blank. So we know what's up. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a situation where he had both hands in the air and had his hands behind his head. He bent down and then they shot him like that bitch out there in California. That didn't happen. But at the end of the day, we know that this person has mental problems. We already need to take precautions. You know what I'm saying? And come out and understand that he may get a little bit violent, whatever. That's why they got straitjackets in the motherfucking mental hospital, nigga, because they known the buck. You know what I'm saying? But it don't mean you should kill him. So basically, the man got killed because he got mental problems. People trying to say he got killed because he had a motherfucking knife. Bitch, he got killed because he had mental problems. So now this world, so either you're going to have to do one or two things, motherfucker. You're going to have to train motherfucking officers how to handle people with mental problems so you don't kill a motherfucker because they got a disability. Because at the end of the day, they basically killed this man because he got a disability. He got a problem. He got a problem. So if you know, when you come out to a call and people already know that they've been out there before because he got a mental problem, nigga, you should already be ready to tackle this man. Nigga, you had hand-to-hand combat training. You know what I'm saying? It's for y'all. If that man swing a motherfucking machete at y'all, you should be able to goddamn defend that one motherfucker, grab it. Y'all all rushing. Y'all four grown motherfucking men with batons, tasers. You tase them one time, bitch, tase them two more times. You know what I'm saying? This whole story in Panama City wouldn't even be as bad had they tased him and it didn't work, and then they tased him again. And then say he died of a heart attack. That would have been fucked up. But it's far more, I guess you could say, maybe understandable, maybe because they did have to tase him because he did have a knife and he was bucking. But you didn't have to shoot him with three fatal wounds. You know what I'm saying? And then, of course, we already know the pigs are taught to shoot to kill. Period, point blank. No matter what. When police are trained to shoot, when they shoot, they are trained to shoot to kill, because if it's escalated to the point where they need to shoot, then their lives are in danger. So they don't shoot to kneecap. They don't shoot to wound. They goddamn shoot center mass. You know that, right?
Right. You know what
I'm saying?
Right.
They aim center mass. So once they felt like they was in danger, they're not trained to maim. They're not trained to stop. They're not trained to kneecap you and put you down and kill the threat. They trained to kill you. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If you know that and you come into a situation with a person with a motherfucking mental problem, nigga, why?
Really though?
Would you not have more than just one multiple ways of diffusing the situation, because you already know you've been out here before? You're trying to use the fact that you've been out here before as your defense to why you killed them. But really, the reason that you've been out there before and this man already got a history of mental issues and shit should have been the whole reason why y'all came out there with the kid gloves on, even if he had a knife. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's a motherfucker. And that happened in my hometown. Anybody listening from the 850 or whatever, they already know what I'm talking about. But it's just something that is personal to me. And it's a friend that, you know, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say me and Looney is cool. So I would say in the social, I know him. And that's just people. But I know tons of people who really knew and loved this man and really know him a lot closer than what I did. And I'm just looking back at I'm looking at it all. You know what I'm saying? The tase, I understand the tase. You feel me? I can understand they tased him two more times and put him down because he had a knife, and that's what they're gonna do. You ain't finna argue with them bitches about that. So let them have the tase. And you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. They're gonna tase a motherfucker. But killing them, shooting them, and like I said, you know, they trained to kill. So I don't know. That's fuckery. That's some more fuckery that just happened, and it's just, I don't know, man. I you know, we getting killed by police and we getting our investigations are fucked up, but when we sell some dope, we get caught trafficking motherfucking keys of blow across state lines, nigga. I bet they have all their ducks in a row.
Not even a key.
What's a duck? Nigga, you can have four and a baby. Nigga, they got them ducks in a row for you when you get fucked up.
You know, nigga, you can have five rocks on you, man. You are over with. You hear me?
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So that's some of the fuckery that I've seen. You know what I mean? What do you think, real quick? And I'm going to get the 443. They up next. Real quick. What do you think about the Steve Harvey Think Like a Man book, movie, whatever? Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen it, but I definitely heard from some people who saw it, and they were telling me some of the stuff that was said. I think it's just a clever way to make money. I don't think that he represents every man I don't think he represents most men. I just think he represents what he represents. And,
he don't represent most women. You feel what I'm saying?
Listen to me.
This is my thing with Steve Harvey. And really, really, first of all, it's not even, you know what? This is another motherfucking thing.
Really, though?
I'm so motherfucking tired of motherfuckers telling me I'm a hater. I hate Steve Harvey. I'm hating on Steve Harvey just because I don't agree with some shit. It's like when I say Waka Flocka is a garbage rapper to me. All of a sudden, I'm a hater, nigga. You a hater, nigga.
I mean, you have a right to your opinion. You know, if that's not the kind of music that you're into, you know, because the type of music that you're into is music that has more form and structure to it, and you know, like more lyrical content. Then I mean, it's not it'll make you a hater.
Right. So first of all, everybody who's saying that whatever I say about Think Like a Man, the book, the movie, or whatever, nigga, it has absolutely nothing to do with me being a hater of Steve Harvey. That black man getting money, he, I'm pretty sure his kids ain't going to grow up to rob me because they got money, and probably his grandkids ain't grow up to rob me because they got motherfucking money. And it's not about hating Steve Harvey. He's a successful person. He's funny. I've seen his stand-up. He is funny. But this particular book, I don't agree with a lot of what he's saying. Now, this is my problem.
Hey. Hey, let me ask you something. I heard you ask about opening the car door for women.
Right.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I don't agree with that because it's like this. In my city, and you know, people can call me paranoid, but a lot of women, a lot of couples, and a lot of women get robbed. You know, the longer it takes you to get in your car, in my city, you really like when, and I'm not gonna incriminate myself or nobody. Let's just say I know how them type of people think. The people that be robbing, I know how they think because I had grew up around them. Like,
right.
All that holding hands in the park shit, that shit gets you robbed where I'm from.
Right.
You understand me? Like, it ain't even about being a gentleman. It's like, after a while, people get too old for that shit. Like, I mean, if I'm coming home, I'm paying the bills, and I'm doing everything else right like that, I don't need to do that to prove to you that I'm a great guy. Because, you know, the same guy that opened the door for you is the same guy that had sex with 700 women.
Period. Point blank.
That doesn't make him a great guy because he opened the door for you.
And it doesn't make him a bad guy because he doesn't. And that's the whole motherfucking point. Listen, for everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody listening on the internet, all right? The whole point about the very, very core of my problem with the whole notion of that book, and of course this is all Steve Harvey's opinion, and K100 Radio is my opinion and the opinion of the callers who on the air. My whole thing I don't agree with all that shit is because there is no way that you can really measure what a guy's mind frame is because of a standard formula. Guys who don't open car doors don't necessarily mean that they are fucking, they're going to fuck your best friend. And guys who open every motherfucking car door and guys who wait 90 days might fuck your best friend or fuck the, you know what I'm saying? He might, you know, you don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Listen,
go ahead.
I know guys who are lawyers who will, they massage women because, you know, I hear them talking about what they do. They massage the women. They put oil on them and drink grape juice. They squeeze grape juice on them. They're so romantic, right?
Right.
But, you know, the same guy is fucking a man, and he actually learned that from a man, from a gay man. So what I'm trying to tell you is that doesn't mean anything. Just like what you said, there's no standard formula. You just have to look at the overall person, and based off their overall everything that they do, you know, that's how you say that this is a good guy. And a lot of times you don't find that out until 3 years later.
Basically. You know what I'm saying? And then the whole thing, and one more thing, and I'm going to go to the next caller real quick. One last thing with you, homie. You know what I'm saying? The whole 90 days, wait 90 days till you have sex. I'm going to tell you the most, that part of the movie, I'm going to tell you another part of the movie that I was like, oh, really? That's cool? Okay, anyway. But one part of the movie where he says, you know, it's a big part of the movie to wait 90 days till you have sex with a guy or whatever. Okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you, it's not even like I'm the type of guy who go out and meet a bitch at the club, and if she don't fuck me that night after the club, I ain't gonna never call her again. You feel me? I could have met a motherfucker in January and got the pussy in March. That's 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's whatever. I could talk to a couple times on the phone. Maybe we went to a movie or two, whatever. That 90 days is nothing, man. Because at the end of the day, like I try to tell most women, at the end of the day, you feel me? Just because a guy is not fucking you doesn't mean he's not fucking. So if a guy, any guy could meet you and romance you and be like, oh, baby, it's all about you. I'm going to wait 90 days or whatever, whatever. We ain't got to have sex. They cannot pressure you for sex for a year. It don't even matter. That don't mean he ain't finna go a year without getting no pussy. First of all, First of all, stop. And let me motherfucking pause the motherfucking goddamn music real quick. So all these motherfucking females to a motherfucker. Okay. First of all, nigga, the average motherfucking first of all, if he's dating, he's supposed to be coming out to go on a date with you or whatever. He's single, right? Let's say he's single. Okay, let's say he's a pretty decent guy. He's he looks okay. He got a job, he got his own place, got his own car, transportation, okay, whatever. Now I live in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? You feel me? I don't know who Steve was talking to, but if Steve was all these motherfuckers that be talking this shit on my motherfucking page, a lot of them live in Atlanta, motherfucking Georgia. So you mean to tell me in the motherfucking city where it's so much motherfucking pussy out here, it don't make no goddamn sense. You know what I'm saying?
Rich pussy.
Only you have to literally be gay to not have at least a woman, or you just a real fucked up individual. If you're an average decent guy, there is no shortage of women to talk to around here. You feel me? So
right.
You telling these women that this good guy who just met you is supposed to he just met you January 1st. Y'all met at a New Year's Eve party. He been getting pussy, because if he already got his own house, his own car, he got a job, he looked decent. Pussy is getting thrown at this nigga constantly. I know, because of that guy.
Really though?
So now you telling this guy who could fuck whenever he wants to. He meets you, you sweep him off his feet. He like you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? He talk to you or whatever. You ain't trying to fuck the first night or whatever. Okay, that's cool. That's nothing to him. But you realistically think that from January 1st at New Year's Eve party when he met you or whatever, you really think this nigga finna cut off anybody he was fucking with all that whole motherfucking year just because he's dating you now and y'all go out on a couple of dates? Nigga, it don't matter. This nigga is already this shit is so unfucking realistic because this nigga already getting pussy.
I'm gonna be honest with you. To all you women who think that, I'm gonna say it's probably 5 out of 1,000 that are actually doing what you women think is happening. And maybe those 5 just have little dicks and they're scared to try new girls because they know they're gonna get embarrassed. But usually, I'm just saying, man, like, out of all the dudes I know, when they is single like that, because, see, they single, you know what I'm saying, even when you think y'all together or fucking with each other, whatever you women think, like, an average nigga gonna have at least 10 hoes. And that's just a low number. Now, I'm not saying all 10 of them going to be exactly the same. Some of them will fuck him whenever he wants. Some of them will fuck him if he pay the rent. Some of them will fuck him if they man tripping. Some of them will fuck him for different reasons. But he going to have at least 5 stay-ready hoes at all times.
If he's a bachelor and he can date whoever the fuck you want to date when he wants to date, he's not going to have just one woman that he's dealing with because he's a fucking bachelor. So when you meet this guy and you say, make him wait 90 days, okay. To a guy, it's like, okay, right, realistically, first of all, and then another thing I'm going to bring up, it's 2012, so first of all, you're going to be hard-pressed to meet a lot of women, not every woman, and I know in the book, this is what a lot of women going to chime in and hit number one, and they're going to say, Blizzum, he's not talking about, it ain't for y'all, it's for y'all, it's about teaching women to respect themselves and don't fuck a nigga as soon as they meet him. Okay, that's cool, but what is the real goal of the 90-day period? Are you trying to wait 90 days to get to know this man? It don't take you, if you talk to this guy
constantly,
it don't take 90 days.
I don't think that's why they do it. I think they do it to have a fake sense fake feeling of relief that he's not going to look at me like I'm not a hoe. But you are a hoe because you wanted to fuck him the first day anyway. You just forced yourself not to do it.
That too, that point, and this is where people are hypocrites and the hypocritical shit come in. The whole motherfucking point of the situation is this right here, homie. Look, it's like this right here. Check this out. Steve Harvey in the same book that he's talking about people, women being, women honoring themselves, having more respect for themselves, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the motherfucking day, if that man ain't put no wedding ring on your hand, it don't matter if that nigga fuck you on day 92, nigga. You still ain't got no motherfucking wedding band. Bitch, you still fucking fornicating. You know what I'm saying? You still ain't got, this nigga still ain't paying your bills. It don't matter. So if you fuck him in 30 days or 90 days, it doesn't change anything about the situation. You still fuck this man before he put a ring on your finger, before he paid the motherfucking bill. You know what I'm saying? Before he, you know, you still fucked him without him being your husband. So he's still not guaranteed to stay there. So if it's 90 days or 900 motherfucking days or 6 months, 94, it doesn't matter. So to tell a woman, wait 90 days just to see if he gonna wait. Any man can motherfucking wait. You know what I'm saying? Any man can motherfucking wait them 90 days. That shit easy. Because if he's a motherfucking bachelor like he should be when you met him, it's okay. He ain't got to fuck you for 90 days. He can fuck whoever he was already fucking with. You ain't his girlfriend. What? So he gonna meet you on Deucey. He gonna meet you at New Year's party, and all of a sudden you his girlfriend in 2 weeks?
Really? Really?
Ain't happen. So you're not his girlfriend. So he don't even have no obligation to be faithful to you. So he can fuck whoever the fuck you want to when he's not with you. It's 7 days in the motherfucking week. If you take your ass out every motherfucking Friday, he can fuck three other hoes Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday.
Right.
Doesn't matter. So the whole notion of what he's saying doesn't work with 2012. You feel what I'm saying? Because of
right,
the situation
right.
in. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make... I'm not saying that a woman should fuck a nigga the first night they meet him. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is the 90 days is not going to be a telltale sign. So if you judging this nigga on this 90-day shit to see if he really down, a nigga can wait you out so easy if you're a bachelor. It don't matter. He a bachelor. He ain't got to fuck you. He can fuck whoever and wait you out another... He can wait you out a year. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas be having sex with 4 or 5 girls in the same night.
So it's, my whole thing is, if you're talking about 90 days, what the fuck does the 90 days really, what does that mean? He waited 90 days. Okay, that's cool. He's a decent guy. Okay, tell every girl, wait, make a nigga wait 90 days. Okay, yeah. All women, wait 90 days. At the end of the motherfucking 90 days, nothing has changed about that man or
put it
you,
like
period.
This. Put it like this. Now, I'm not no doctor, but if you don't have sex, you know, they say your nut builds up. But, you know, your body gets rid of that fluid. I'm pretty sure over a certain period of time.
That motherfucking dick. He just, you and Jack off, nigga, or something.
Listen. Just say the women could buy a product that would measure all the nuts stored up in a nigga's dick after 90 days. If you fucker could have that machine, I promise the weight requirement that you're supposed to get after 90 days times 24 hours of nut storage would be so depleted, so lower than the number that you expected. Like I said, I ain't gonna even say 5 out of 1,000. I'm gonna give y'all 30, maybe 20. And the only reason why 25 of those 30 are gonna be there because they have little dicks and they don't even want to mess with nobody new, because the person they have has finally accepted them for the little dick and they just don't even want to pull it out.
Well, probably right.
Keep it 100.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, I don't know, man.
Hey, Blizzle, from what I'm hearing from my homegirls, because all I hang with is girls.
Right.
I hang with girls, and I hang with, Blunt and Mr. Zone 4. That's the only nigga I really hang with. You know what I'm saying? All my girls tell me these days, all my homegirls, they say, little dick niggas ain't even scared to pull out no more. Shit. That's what they say. Oh, you know what? We might have to take that number from 30 back down to 5.
I don't know, man. I'm just feeling like the whole shit with the 90 days and what he's saying in the book. I don't hate Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey is funny. He's a successful black man, whatever. But he's also a 2-time divorcee. And everything that he's telling these motherfucking women in his book, this advice that he's giving them, is not sound advice.
What he should say is wait 90 days and hire a private investigator and make sure he doesn't cheat on you. Which that still is not the requirement to a good relationship.
No. He's not cheating on you. He's not your man. What nigga finna meet a motherfucker and say you my girlfriend in 2 years?
Listen. I didn't mean to say cheating. I meant to say if she expects him to not mess with nobody, and she voiced this want and need to him, if, like, because, see, a relationship is all about expectations and completion of the obligation that's required. So
right.
whether it's a good obligation or a bad obligation, if I say, hey man, I'm gonna cut you off for $20, that's what I expect from you. If you pay me $10, then you have fucked me over. You have cheated me out of my money. So when I say cheat, I don't necessarily mean like cheating relationship. I mean
right.
you women are telling these guys we're gonna wait 90 days. If your true expectation is that 90 days, if he cares about you, he'll wait and he won't fuck nobody else. How do you women know that he's not fucking nobody else? How do you
right.
know?
Y'all don't live together. You don't be around 24/7 or whatever. So if he got his own fucking house and car, nigga, when you met him, the nigga in the movie, nigga, I'm coming. I got to go to the next call, Looney. But this is my last point. In the movie, the girl who was waiting 90 days, this nigga had a motherfucking raw-ass car. The nigga crib was laid in the motherfucking. The nigga already had pussy on deck. So that's what was so unreal about that scenario. Because in the motherfucking movie, they made it seem like he took her out on dates and he wasn't doing nothing in between with nobody else. Because he met her and he just stopped calling all the other motherfucking hoes that he already had. For what? Nigga, he a bachelor. He already got two or three motherfucking women at minimum if he lives somewhere
well,
like you know what I'm saying?
I know you gotta go, but one thing I'm gonna say before I leave, and I'm gonna listen to you on the computer. But movies are not real, man. You got people shooting 8 million rounds. But the media is not real. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got people shooting in these shooting scenes on these movies. They got 20 guns out. Nobody gets shot. Get the fuck out of here. How does that happen?
It's based on the book, and what I try to tell women all the time, nigga, when you went to Books a Million, Barnes and Nobles, the library, when you found that book, nigga, was it next to the motherfucking thesaurus? Was it next to an encyclopedia, a motherfucking dictionary? Well, bitches, fiction.
Really though?
Really though? And I'm done. Shout out to Nuna Jr.
All right, man.
Man, stand by. 443, what up, though?
What's going on? It's Twink.
Twink, what's happening, baby? Thanks for calling in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Episode 288. Really, though?
Really, though?
Really, though? The fuckery. The massive amounts of fuckery that is going on in the world. I've covered a range of topics already in the first hour. A whole bunch of shit. I done went in on Think Like a Man. I got some more ammunition, though. You ready? I'm reloaded. Who's next? What's up, Twink?
What's going on, baby?
How you doing?
I'm good. I actually called in because I seen some fuckery around my house.
What is it?
I don't live too far from Baltimore City. And I was in the city a couple days ago. And this very well-known drug dealer who screams out, fuck the police, fuck the pigs. I ain't fucking with them. You know what I mean? I handle mine. Ain't nobody finna steal shit from me. Got robbed. And the first people he called was 911.
Okay. He got robbed. Did he get laid down personally or did he get robbed at his house? Like, did somebody break into his house? Which one?
Well, see, the thing is, he's not one of them smart drug dealers that separate his work, air quotes, from his home life. So it was all the same thing. He was out working, air quotes, and got robbed for everything. His money, his work, his phone, all of that. He had nothing.
They robbed him at this point, right?
Actually, it wasn't a gun. Sure, he had a pocket knife.
He got robbed with a pocket knife?
I know the person that robbed him.
Uh-huh. Don't say his name.
I'm not putting out too much information, but I'm pretty sure he ain't listening. And if he is,
But go ahead.
Yo got robbed with a pocket knife. It wasn't even a big pocket knife. You know one of the little Swiss Army pocket knives? It was one of them.
So, before we go any further, it sounds like we're dealing with a bitch-ass nigga. Let's just go ahead and put that out there. Bitch-ass nigga. Because who the fuck... Who robs me with a knife, nigga? Know what I'm saying? You only got one motherfucking swing, bitch, and if you miss, nigga, that's like, and this is, I mean, I could just take this on further, like, how the fuck you hijack a plane with a motherfucking knife, nigga? You know what I'm saying? If I own that motherfucking bitch, I own this motherfucking nigga. You ain't taking nothing with a knife, nigga? Oh, you better have a motherfucking, you better have a, like, you know, when you watch, you know, United 93, the movie, he says he had a fake bomb strapped to him. Oh, okay. That's different. At first, y'all just said they took the plane with knives. Well, you know, a fake bomb, I mean, I would fall back, too. I'm just saying. But anyway, I digress. So we're back to the point. The point is, first of all, it sounds like you're dealing with a bitch-ass nigga who's, you know what I'm saying? Every dope boy is not hard. And if you don't know that, you know what I'm saying? Every dope boy is not hard. You feel me? Every dope boy is not a killer. Every person that hustles to get money don't necessarily mean you a killer. That's two separate entities. And you know how many people...
I know that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, so... It's fuckery what you're saying, but it's something that I see. It is fuckery. So in the end, it gets the
really though,
really though, absolutely. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll tell you why it's real fuckery. Because just the day before, the guy that robbed him is someone that he was hanging out with. And he was like, ain't nobody going to rob me. I'm gangster. I'm thorough. This, that, and the third. And he robbed somebody at gunpoint. He was like, yeah, fuck that nigga. I'm bad. And he was like the toughest nigga on the block. You couldn't tell him nothing. You know, ain't nobody going to do nothing. And, you know, I've always said, you can spout out fuck the police, but if anything happens or anything goes wrong, the first people you're going to call is 911. I've said this
depends
before.
On the situation. I say fuck the police, nigga, and I fucking mean it to the top of my lungs. But if a motherfucker breaking my motherfucking... Hold on. Motherfucker breaking my house and my car, motherfucker, I got insurance. I need a police report to get my money, so you motherfucking right up from the call them pigs. Now, I don't give a fuck who got something to say about that, nigga. I got insurance. So, yeah, nigga, I do scream fuck the police. But if a bitch breaking this motherfucking goddamn apartment, nigga, that's 40 stacks coming to me. You damn right I'm finna call the motherfucking crack. Get him over here. I need that police report. I need that ASAP because I'm finna get all this motherfucking cash. I got full coverage of my motherfucking pay for a call. A bitch breaking that, I'm calling the motherfucking police because I got insurance. That's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you feel me?
If
somebody bothered me, threatening me and shit, you know what I'm saying? I hear in these motherfucking streets, nigga, and I'm going to handle like a real motherfucking nigga. But I call the police when a motherfucker breaks into my motherfucking residence in my motherfucking car when I got insurance. Nigga, hell yeah, nigga, I need that police report. I can't get paid without that. Fuck you talking about? I need that. Yeah, I'm going to call the pigs. Nigga, I need that. I pay nationwide a nice little grip. So when the motherfucker come through here, I'm going to get paid. And everything coming back brand new. So yeah, I'm going to call the police. You know what I'm saying? Because now if a motherfucker... kicking my motherfucking door in, banging on my door like, nigga, we ready, nigga, come outside, nigga, I ain't got to call the police, nigga. I got plenty of rounds, I got rounds that unround through that motherfucking peephole on these fuck niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't need them for that. You know what I mean? I may call them after I shoot. Come get this nigga. He bleeding, he leaking like a pig out here. You know what I'm saying? But, it's different scenarios. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if a nigga breaking your car and you got full coverage insurance with Nationwide and Geico, nigga, cut the check. Hell yeah. So, I mean, you know, I don't know how to take what you're saying, but I'm saying it sounds like you're dealing with a bitch nigga who's stunting and let a nigga rob him with a knife. Nigga, you can't rob me with a knife if I'm a dope boy because I'm a motherfucking dope boy and I got cash and dope on me. Bitch, I got a pistol. Know what I'm saying? You can't have dope cash and no pistol. It don't work like that.
Really, though? Really, though?
She don't operate like that, I hear. So it's like, really, though, if this nigga really is a dope boy and he got cash and a pistol, and he got cash and dope work and he ain't got no pistol to protect his motherfucking investment. Well, that's just silly. You understand what I'm saying? That's just
completely
silly. That's just silly. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happens to him happens. I mean, he got robbed with a knife, nigga. And you might as well hijack a plane now with a motherfucking knife. What's the odds of that? Anyway, let me ask you a couple questions real quick. Episode 288. 337-832, you on deck. So, it's a couple of things that I actually pointed out that I had beef with. You know what I'm saying? Think Like a Man, you know, the movie or whatever. Another thing that I wanted to bring out that I'm really like this on.
Really though? Really though?
What the fuck is... It's two major issues, and I want to get your opinion because you're a female twin. You know what I'm saying? It's two things that I'm going to talk about all this one incident. Okay, by now, everybody saw the whole World Star Hip Hop video of this little young girl going up to this motherfucking girl house, knocking on this motherfucking girl door, beating this whole ass. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, this whole hit.
Uh-huh.
Really, though? Really, though?
It's two things about this whole situation. First, the obvious. My really though about this is, why on earth would anybody with any kind of sense, I don't give a fuck if you about that life, I don't give a fuck if you hard, I don't give a fuck if you ain't no punk, motherfucker ain't finna talk that shit to you on Facebook, nigga, when I see you in real life, nigga, what's up? Okay, that's all I'm finding. But nigga, you brought a motherfucker with you to film it and upload it to the internet. What kind of stupid motherfucker don't understand that assault is a motherfucking felony in most states? How retarded is this hoe? And now she all fucking caught up and got charges and shit. And they gonna make an example out of this bitch. I done already told you these motherfucking white people all. First of all, this is my thing. I don't even like World Star Hip Hop. I do not go to World Star Hip Hop. I haven't been to the actual site in like really hardly ever. You know what I'm saying? And the only shit that I see on World Star Hip Hop is shit that people put on Facebook that they share from World Star Hip Hop, and I just click it right then. I know I'm contributing, but sometimes it may be some real, real life fuckery. And I still click it because I don't know what the nigga in me wants to click it. It's the nigga in me. I just want to click it. I know I shouldn't click it. I know I shouldn't support the fuckery, but I fucking click it. Whatever. Don't judge me. The point is this, okay? This bitch go out, beat the motherfucking hoe up on camera, uploaded to World Star. You feel what I'm saying? As if what she did wasn't a motherfucking crime. As if World Star Hip Hop or any motherfucking body who said, oh, yeah, nigga, yeah, I remember when them bitches was beat. She went and whooped that whole ass. Bitch, the World Star, them hoes who beefed your motherfucking ass up to do it, everybody who you felt like the whole tribe you bought on Facebook or whatever, nigga, is anybody got anything on your motherfucking bail and lawyer fees, ho?
Really, though? Really,
and I say ho, because I mean ho. Bitch, you stupid. So I start calling stupid bitches all kind of disrespectful shit. It's in my nature. Once I realize a motherfucking ain't a real live woman, I start calling them ho, bitch, trick, fuck that shit. Bitch, I know you ain't a woman, so I'm going to call you whatever the fuck pop up into my brain at the front of the lobe, bitch. So you're going to be whatever the fuck I just feel like saying at that moment, because I know you ain't a woman. Can't be no motherfucking woman. And this brings me to this motherfucking point number two of the whole scenario.
Really, though?
Really, though? My really, though, about the whole motherfucking thing is, what the fuck is up with women being violent like niggas around this bitch? What the fuck is going on with the motherfucking women? And not even the silly hoe who did the shit. You got motherfucking retarded ass hoes sharing like, yeah, bitch, ah ha ha, he 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 he, that hoe got her ass whooped. I seen more hoes, and I'm using the term because, bitch, you can't be a woman sharing this shit and bigging it up. So you bitches who click share on that motherfucking retarded shit, you hoes, got a problem? Fuck you, bitch. These bitches, okay, they sharing the motherfucking shit left and motherfucking right. I see more hoes sharing this motherfucking story than any motherfucking thing. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm looking at the motherfucking hoes, you know what I'm saying, sharing this motherfucking shit. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with it? When did it become okay for bitches to be violent? When did women stop having to be ladies and it's okay? See, it's the ratchetness. It's the motherfucking ratchetness.
I'm,
which leads to the motherfucking... The ratchetness, hold up.
It started
really
becoming cool when bitches had to take over, when niggas started wearing skinny jeans, when Lil Wayne started kissing niggas in the mouth, when niggas started wanting to do little sex shit.
You're gonna bring Lil Wayne up in. How is Lil Wayne? Lil Wayne can wear all the nuts if he wants to. More than
I'm,
one motherfucker.
I'm gonna tell you why, because
I don't,
dudes
this
are now doing more bitch.
No. I'm not letting you turn this on us, twink.
No,
I'm
I
sick
mean,
of
it's women's fault, too.
No,
but, like,
no,
in all seriousness.
No. You can't keep blaming every motherfucking thing on us. This, you know what? This goes all the way motherfucking back to why a nigga like Steve Harvey can even make a motherfucking book titled Think Like a Motherfucking Man and it sells.
No
problem. Let's just stop right motherfucking here and just, hold on, let me stop the motherfucking music. Now you get my motherfucking blood pressure up and shit. Hold on. This is the first fucking thing. Okay, first of all, the only reason why this nigga can make a motherfucking book titled Think Like a Man and it be successful and it even get attention is because of the whole pretense that bitches feel like nowadays they can do what niggas do. And this goes all, that whole mentality, this nigga's making millions off a mentality that is fucked. Let me tell you why it's fucked. Because you motherfuckers don't pee standing up, goddammit. I done told you motherfuckers 1,000 times, you bleed once a month, you can't do what the fuck I do. Can you whoop my ass? No, bitch. So you can't do what the fuck I do, okay? I'm tired of motherfucking women feeling like We can think like a man. We can motherfucking whoop a hoe ass on the motherfucking steps and put that shit on World Star like we got them rap niggas in the motherfucking club and shit. All, the whole shit is fucked. That's why it's all an underlying motherfucking problem, which is my real main really though.
Really though? Really though?
Why the fuck do women want to be us so motherfucking bad? See, all you motherfucking women who try to use that as an excuse because niggas ain't shit, that's why we do shit. Because motherfucking niggas goddamn niggas, that shit is funny. Yeah. The first motherfucking people on World Star Hip Hop was motherfucking goddamn niggas whooping niggas' ass. And then all of a sudden, you had the quote-unquote super hood rap bitches. Them bitches are just hoes and bitches by default because they so motherfucking hood, they can't possibly be women. Even if they done had a baby, bitch, you still can't be called a woman. You just a female. Okay, the difference between being a woman, a lady, and a female, big difference. I go through that. That's a whole nother show. Anyway, moving right along. All right, the first one is this. I'm tired, just what you about to say, because Lil Wayne start, now I don't give a fuck what Lil Wayne do. You a motherfucking woman. I don't give a fuck if Lil Wayne tongue kiss baby in the mouth. Motherfucker, you ain't Lil Wayne. You a motherfucking woman. Conduct your motherfucking self like a goddamn woman. Until these motherfucking women get back to it, I'm murking these bitches on K100. Period. You can't think like me. You don't need to goddamn change your mentality to think like me. You don't need to dress like me. You don't need to do shit I do. You don't want, you shouldn't have no desire to be me, okay? Because you are not a motherfucking man. You got a motherfucking pussy, not a dick. Act like it. Stop fighting, nigga. I don't even like ratchet bitches all on Facebook talking about something. When I see that motherfucker, ho, yeah, ho, whoop your motherfucking ass. Bitch, you ratchet. I got no words for you. I got no words. Oh, you want a good man? Same motherfucker, bitch. Four posts ago, you said when I see this motherfucking hoe, okay, bitch, mother, and you cussing out and you selling out and you doing all this, but next goddamn five posts later, I'm saying niggas ain't. I wear all the motherfucking good men, bitch. They don't want you if they is got any motherfucking sense.
Really though,
and
really
I'm telling you, motherfucking women, you motherfuckers don't want to hear the motherfucking truth. See, Steve gonna tell you what the fuck you want to hear, motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you what you need to hear. Don't be like us. Don't think like us. Don't try to figure us out. Do you? Because we out here looking for us. We out here looking for one of y'all. I'm going to fuck what we do. Do you? Do you? Now, you can wait 90 days or whatever, whatever, but if that nigga is fucking somebody else, he a motherfucking man. Let him do him. You do you. Wait 90 days. But don't do it because Steve
said
you just not, you don't like to fuck niggas in 30 days. Don't read a book and you fuck. You've been fucking niggas within 90 days because you get horny and you like to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Listen, the whole I'm just real agitated with the whole scenario with the motherfucking women being told to think like us, be like us, and it's all, that's the reason why you got these ratchet hoes walking up the beaches, those beating them up and uploading the motherfucking World Star. Now say what you got to say.
I've actually had a guy tell me I had to wait 90 days to assess him when we started dating. We weren't together. So that was before the book came out. I don't know why that was his thing, but he told me I had to wait until shit got real. I will say that I did wait the 90 days to sleep with him, but I was still sleeping with the dude I was messing with before I got with him. So I understand your point there.
Right.
I read some of the book. I haven't read all of it. I will say the whole open the door thing. Like, if it's our first date, you should open the door for me. I think that's, real respectful. But if me and you have been kicking it for, like, months, and, what the fuck are you opening my door for? I got it. Thank you. It's real cute.
I need my music back. That's the thing I'm talking about. That's the thing I'm talking about the movie. In the movie, they make no distinction. They use fucking big-ass paintbrushes when they should be using, they don't use enough fine-tipped brushes to paint in the details. They swiping everything with a broad sword, and that's what can get some. Listen, every woman is just simply not intelligent enough to decipher what she needs to take away from the movie and what she doesn't need to take away from the movie. And I feel like, this is just my personal opinion, I feel like, honestly, there are more women who can take what's going on in that book, in that movie, and can try to generally broad stroke and imply it and fuck themselves out of a real nigga, of a good man, or whatever you want to call it. Real niggas for the hood bitches and good men for the women. Okay? Hood bitches and ratchet hoes need real niggas. And women need good men. Let's separate the motherfucking two. You, y'all over here, you over here, let's separate it. We need y'all to be with y'all and y'all, because ratchet hoes don't deserve a real man. You feel me? But ratchet hoes do deserve somebody. I don't want y'all bitches to be lonely, because when you're lonely, you ain't got shit to do. You goddamn start going to hoes' doors, beating them up, and uploading it to goddamn World Star.
Really,
though? Really, though? I want you ratchet bitches to have a motherfucking man, but you don't deserve a quote unquote good man. You deserve a real good nigga. You dig? You can't understand what I just said. You a tad bit slow. But the whole point is this. You know what I'm saying? I think that the book in the movie tries to paint a broad picture that needs to be finally painted in with a small brush. You feel what I'm saying? And what happens is they start painting and using this to go across the board. So, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you got a ratchet bitch who you know what I mean? You got a ratchet girl really expecting a nigga to wait 90 days to get her pussy. Bitch, you? Huh? You? 90 days? Good luck with that, bitch. So now.
Another thing is, I don't think that he was really saying, you know, think like a man and this is how everything should go step by step. But more or less, like you said, we were going to start saying, you know, you should learn how to not just jump out and take and accept anything from a dude. You have to have some type of standard, some type of boundary. So that you can weed out the anxious niggas.
And this here we are again. And here we this I was waiting for somebody to bring that point up. I'm glad you did. Thank you. First of all, if you're a woman, see this is what drove me crazy about the movie. It's like you said that, and I understand that. You know what I'm saying? But the women in the movie that he's talking to, these are motherfucking women with jobs. They got common motherfucking sense. They not those little silly ratchet bitches. This is shit these motherfucking women should already motherfucking know. They don't need a book for that. You don't need no rules and no formula. No, you don't need that. If they motherfucking got a job and they motherfucking graduated from college or high school or some shit, and they work in a nursing office, or the motherfucker work at an office downtown or some shit, or some, and you know, but you don't need that. You should know that. You should know how to conduct your motherfucking self as a woman. All this extra shit this nigga telling you don't mean shit. You know how to conduct your motherfucking self as a motherfucking woman? What the fuck? Who is this nigga? Who is Steve? What is Steve telling you that you don't already motherfucking know? Except add some extra shit on top of it, motherfucker, and it's gonna get you fucked up.
Really, though?
Really, though? Really,
I'm telling you. Okay, then. All right, anyway. One last thing, and I'm going to the next caller. 347-934-0966. Shouts out to my caller. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Follow us on Twitter at K100Radio, at K100_radio. Yes, Big Bully Streets is underscore, not dash. That's why it's not fucking retweeting, right? Shout out to my nigga Streets. We partying tonight. I'm going to get him on the phone line and tell y'all where if you're in the A. Look, man. I'm not a Steve Harvey hater. I like Steve Harvey stand up. The show was corny. You know what I mean? The show was corny. I didn't watch the show. It was corny. But, I mean, you know, it was nothing bad on there. You know, it's a sitcom. You know, some of it was successful. It's syndicated. He got money. He's a successful person. But at the end of the day, he's been divorced twice. He's telling women to wait 90 days as if that's going to make them – what is that going to say? Wait 90 days for what? If she wait 45 days, what that make her a hoe? She still fuck Nick without being married. Don't matter, bitch. Okay, anyway, one last point, Twink, I'm going to ask you about. I'm going to get to the next caller because I got people waiting. I got a lot of people online. I got to speed this up. And I got to play Tito Lopez song. Oh, shit. Fuck Blizzard. One last thing, all right? Actually, I want to bring up one more motherfucking point. And I don't know if you heard about this. So the motherfucking goddamn Fox News and shit. And I'm going to go to my homie Raspy Rawls. 832, is you on deck after that? The right-wing motherfucking media is talking about our president, President Barack Obama, eat dog.
Really, dog?
Really, dog? Really, dog?
If you don't know about this story, you really need to watch a little bit less Bad Girls Club and a little bit more motherfucking CNN. You know what I'm saying? The fucking right wing is saying that the president eats dog. Let me tell you why they're saying this. It's because of this, you simple-minded motherfuckers. This man grew up with his motherfucking mama and his step-pop back when he was my son's age, was like 8 or 9 years old. In Indo-fucking-nesia. First of all you motherfuckers who ain't well-traveled, let me stop you right here. First of all, nigga, this is America, okay? We got big-ass pastures of cows. We got Kroger. Bitch, we got Publix, Ingles, Walmart, Super Walmart. We got grocery stores around this bitch. When you take your motherfucking ass overseas, you will realize ain't no motherfucking Walmarts over that motherfucker, okay? Ain't no Kroger. They eat different shit, okay? This man was 8 years old. He was in Indonesia. His mom was married to a motherfucking man in Indonesia. In Indonesia, China, when I was in motherfucking Italy and also Portugal, dog is not off the motherfucking menu, okay? Dog is not off the menu. They don't... Eating dog over there is like, nigga, you eating, you going to the motherfucking Chinese place and that cut up shit. It could be cat, it could be dog, it could be horse meat. It's whatever. They love horse meat in France. I didn't even eat in France. I ate on them. I was in the military. I ate on my motherfucking ship in France because everywhere we went was horse meat. The motherfucking McDonald's served you horse meat, nigga. Cause and the cow is sacred. Well, not that was in India, but even in Toulon, France, where I've been to Toulon, France, you couldn't at the fucking McDonald's, nigga, it's horse meat. Okay, so these motherfuckers are now blasting out all over the motherfucking internet, Obama eats dogs. Now, you know how motherfucking white folks feel about their dog?
Mm-hmm.
Mike Vick. There's Mike Vick. I got to say no more than Mike Vick. You know how the white folks feel about their dog. So now they trying to paint Obama as a motherfucker who eat dogs.
Really,
dog?
Really, dog? Really, dog? Really, dog?
Type of shit I be talking about. Really though? Really though? Oh, like he just motherfucking got dog skit in the motherfucking goddamn White House freezer and telling the motherfucking chef, yeah, chop that motherfucker up and serve it with some goddamn stir fry.
But
really
though? They have to say anything and everything they can to get him out of office. They didn't want him in office to begin with. So, you know, that's where all that comes from. They never wanted anybody of any type of ethnicity other than Caucasian in office. And the fact that Barack won, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm going to vote for him this term, and next term, I'm going to see if I can get a bunch of people writing fucking Michelle. I'm just to stick a stick up their ass. You know what I mean? You know, it's just, they don't want him to be reelected. They want to paint him as negative as possible. That's why they bring up, oh, well, this hasn't changed, this hasn't changed, as if the president has all the power. And I tell this to people all the time. If you do not know how the government works, then one, you're an idiot and you don't deserve to vote. And two, you're an idiot and don't deserve to vote. Because you can't go, well, the president didn't change anything. He is the House of Representatives and Congress and everything else fighting against him. He can't change shit. You know, at the end of the day...
I can't even have political. I had to stop political conversations with a lot of people because once they try to tell me, you know, he couldn't even get the health care law. I just can't because then if I start, I can't. I'm not even going to talk about it because then I'm going to wait 30 more minutes and the rest of it's not fair to the callers. Thanks for calling in, Twink. I really appreciate it. All right.
No problem. Stand by.
Yep. Don't hang up. All right. Okay. All right. 347-934-0966. Real quick. Pay attention, everybody. My homie, I think that's Rasta Raw. I don't know. I think that's him. He's on the line, I think. And let's see. 832? Where's 832? 832 gone? Well, I tried. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get to the 832. But, you know, I'm just... Anyway. All right, so check this out, man. I met the homie Tito Lopez. He has a deal. I don't play artists with deals on the show, but I met him this weekend up at my homie Tobago at DBS Sounds record store, National Record Store Day. And he just got a deal. It's with Capitol Records. He's plugged in. He's got a track by Dre. He's got tracks by, you know, Organized Noise and shit. So he's not really the type of person who gets played on K100 Internet Radio. But I told him, I was like, yo, I'm gonna run your joint. And I just want to take a real quick break to let everybody absorb everything I've been saying real quick. 3 minutes, song is about 3 minutes long. I'm going to play this song, man, because I felt he performed the song there. And even though he's signed artist, whatever, he was real humble, real respectful. He was like, yo, man, I appreciate it, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? And so I said, yo, I'm going to run your shit, man, even though I know you're a signed artist and we don't play signed artists on my show. I said, I'm going to run your song because I like the song. I like the song. Don't hang up. I want you to listen to this song, all right? Name of this song is called Mama Proud. You know, all he's basically saying is, I just want to make my mama proud. You feel me? We're going to run that and get right back into the conversation. K100 Internet Radio, episode 288.
Really dope.
Really dope.
Really
dope. Yeah.
be proud of me. My mama, they'll be proud of me. That's all I want.
I do it like this for a reason. Cause if you stop the beat, it don't feel like I'm fucking breathing. Getting even for your treason. I'm squeezing my whole life into a verse. In the studio, itching to fit your little mic in a hearse. In a worst case scenario, oh, you know it gets scary. When Logan and this motherfucker, they gon' laugh but you carry. I'm very sick. I might throw up grenades and lemonade for lunch. Nigga, making sure I blow up. I can't slow up. Too busy bleeding the brakes. And I stay in my lane. Cause I don't wanna be with the fake. Call a snitch CD. Where did they be with the dicks? Yeah, niggas is rats. Too busy feeding the snakes. I got aches and pains from being boxed in. Locked in. My firm spot in the fucking top 10. And you tryna push the envelope, get you a stamp in. Pop gave me that belt. I guess that mean I'm champed in, right? And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Okay, trill at the wheel. Let me let my seat back. Adjust the mirror for niggas so I can peek back. Start with Lucas, left off with three stacks. Three lakhs, kill off and lead track, eat back. And these back pains I handle a different way. I stay icy hot, these niggas been gay. And since they feel the need to question whether he's real, I stop it for a start like the plan B pill. Bitch, I'm the answer, question, who the truest? Still the answer, question, who the newest, nudist? The way I let it all hang out, rope chain, make a noose, homie, chill, hang out. They need a hero, so I suited up and came out. Show the game how she came in once I came out, yeah. See, don't load a name, you should know. If you don't fuck with me, you know where you can go, nigga. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me, that's all I want. And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. But I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. Man, I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Damn it, was on the way home and crash landed. Stranded, fuck the planet if they don't understand it. And my crew, I got it branded. That's just the way that love goes. It's thugged out, forgive me, Janet. Man, it's unlikely you see me weak on these beats. Coming from these streets and stretching 300 for 3 weeks. And these freaks wanna play chess with they sex. I tell a bitch to skip like they left to pay less. Why say yes? Comments from common niggas, thinking they commentators. But y'all ain't commentators, y'all niggas just common haters. Rock told me to keep the energy flowing, I listen. Mississippi Power really my only competition. I see you fishing for greatness in the wrong water. Ain't caught a part of a starter for your team. Play it smarter. I see a lot of Marlins. I don't see no Michaels. One love in my one glove. Ha! And I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I need. But I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. That's all I want. I just want my mama to be proud of me. I just want my mama to be proud of me. T-I-T-O. GPC. Y'all know how we do.
Shout out to the homie Cheeto Lopez. I wish you much success, homie. You know what I'm saying? He was a homie digger. And I like that record. I like what he's talking about. And this nigga got a major deal. And he's like, nigga, I'm not talking about none of that fuck shit. I'm talking about real shit. And he's from Mississippi. Would you believe that? With that flow? And there you have it. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow yours truly at Blizm, B-L-I-Z-M. You know what I mean? We're going ham. We're going to party tonight here at, first of all, I know later on we're going to be at the Blue Flame. That's right. The Blue Flame. That's right. But we got another place we're going to be up in, let me see. What's the name of it? Maybe I should just ask Bully. Let me see. Wait a minute. I got it. Club Liquid. Liquid. That's right. We're going to be at Club Liquid tonight. You know what I'm saying? After I get off air. Special guest of Go Bully Promo. hit up my homie on Twitter at Big Bully Streets or at Go Bully Promo for all your promo needs for your project artists. He got live mixtape packages and flyer stuff and all kinds of shit going on. Twitter promotions, all kind of shit. At Go Bully Promo, GoBullyPromo, Go Bully Promo, or at Big Bully Streets, ended with a Z, not an S. Holla at the homie. Okay, and we're back. Episode 288.
Really though?
Fuckery in the world. 337. What up, homie?
What it do,
man? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for being patient. You dig? What's happening, homie?
I've been laughing at you, bro.
But I'm so serious, though.
I know you're serious. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Serious. Everything I'm saying, I'm very serious about the shit I'm saying tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, I'm not. I'm talking shit, I'm shucking and jiving, but I'm really serious about the shit that I'm saying, though, man. I don't know. I'm just serious about it. Everything, every point that I made, I really take to heart tonight about Zimmerman, about ratchet bitches and uploading shit and freaking think like a man. What do you got to say, homie? What's up? What you got? What's your really though? Or you can expound on what you
got. I ain't got no really though. You know, you just when you have topics, you know what I'm saying. And when I got free time, I call in the support because I fuck with you. You know.
So what do you think about? Do you agree? What do you think about the Think Like a Man movie? Have you seen it?
All right, I haven't seen it, but even before that, when he first wrote the book, before it got his, it came into a movie, when the book first came out, I was like, here he go with this bullshit. Now you gonna have them thinking they could do all this other bullshit because he didn't wrote a fucking book. Man, go sit your ass down with that shit.
Are you a hater? Do you hate Steve Harvey? Do you hate Steve Harvey?
I don't know Steve Harvey to be hating on him for one. I don't know fucking Steve Harvey.
I don't know.
Exactly. I don't know him. I just know from the image he portrays. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's him. I don't know the fucking man.
No. He's not practicing what he preaches. No. He'll fuck a bitch before he get married. He'll fuck a bitch tonight. He'll go out and get his dick sucked by a motherfucking bad bitch tonight, but tell these motherfuckers, wait 7 months, 6 months, 3 days, 90 days, 4 months to suck a dick, bitch.
Really, though? Really,
it's okay for him to get his dick sucked when he meet a bitch tonight, because he's a star.
Now, you say they call you a hater for that, but yes, they won't hold him accountable for that. You can tell me this in his book, but you're going to go out and do this other shit. They're not going to hold him accountable for that for you. But for you saying anything about him, you a hater, though.
I had so many women call me a hater. Had a real big back and forth. I asked a question on my post, and before it went south with some fuckery, I'm not even going to bring up that fuckery, but before it went south with some fuckery, I had a post about it, and you know, you had women just saying, you know, you don't hate Steve Harvey because he's saying some shit that we need to motherfucking know because he snitched you a lot. But he ain't snitching me out. I tell a motherfucking, I'm going to tell any motherfucking woman I meet in life. Know what I'm saying? If she asks me, if I met this girl at a New Year's Eve party, so we really met around midnight, and I start talking to her at 12 or motherfucking 1, January motherfucking 1st. I'll tell any motherfucking woman on the planet, bitch, if I'm not locked up behind somebody motherfucking bars, ain't no way in hell I'm finna go 3 months with no pussy.
Really, though?
Who, me? Got me fucked up. Now, I ain't gotta fuck you. We can date and go out or whatever. I ain't gotta fuck you tonight. I just met you. I can fuck you in June. But best believe, I didn't wait to have sex until motherfucking June. And if you believe that motherfucking shit, you retarded. So a nigga can wait. It don't mean he waiting for you. If you're a respectable one, listen, man. This is all I gotta say about the whole Steve Harvey shit. Pay attention. 90-day rule, at the end of the day, go ahead and live by it, baby. You wanna be a quote unquote respectable woman or whatever, and you wanna say any nigga you meet, you need to wait 90 days to fuck him? Okay. Just so long as you don't keep the expectation that he can't fuck nobody else for 90 days, but until he get your pussy. As long as you don't say that utterly fucking stupid shit out your motherfucking mouth, I'm going to let you have 90 days, Steve, and all you motherfucking women. You can have them 90 days. Just don't expect a motherfucking bachelor who already got women when he met you with his own, in the movie, the nigga got his own motherfucking car clean, own motherfucking crib. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So it's like, what this nigga want? He was already getting pussy at the beginning of the movie. They called him the player. You know what I'm saying? He was already getting pussy.
He just stopped being a player as soon as he met her. Like, she was the one, huh? I fell in love with her overnight, huh?
No, nigga. No. That's not life, bitch. That's not reality. So, fucking point, bitch. You went. And half these hoes who finna attempt this shit ain't making good. Well, who was looking stunning in the movie? Yeah.
But this is what I gotta say about it.
Going to the movies, looking at Megan Good in dresses probably makes it bearable, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, it's not the point. The point is this, okay? Fuck that shit, okay? You know what I'm saying? First of all, Megan Good only in the movie. This is the crazy part about the movie. In the movie, Megan Good only waited and only was willing to wait and put niggas was only willing to wait because a nigga, which was Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Beat 'em up, just to knock him down one by one. The only reason mad enough to wait 90 motherfucking days because this nigga got the pussy the first night, walked out in the morning while she was in the bathroom and took the coffee with him, her coffee and his. So that made her so mad. She felt like such a trick. And she said, now on, I need advice from another nigga about how I need to handle my motherfucking business. I need to change.
I was just about to say that. A woman can have sex with a man the first night if she want to. That's her pussy. It's all about how you carry yourself as a woman. If that man
don't
respect you. You know what I'm saying? If you can wait 90 days and still be a fucking slut. You know, so you can have the nastiest, ways in the world. I used to tell women this. You want to know if a man really like you? Fuck him early and see if he's still around. If you
there you
wait,
go.
You
know what? Stop, Ransom, stop. I guess everything that I've been saying is basically what you just said. You feel what I'm saying?
If you fuck a nigga early... And he still fuck around with you, he like you. But if you get him that pussy early, he don't still be trying to fuck around with you. He like you from Jones Feeders. He wants to fuck. But if you wait them 90 days and you give him that pussy there and then he leave, you're going to really feel stupid.
Listen, bro, I understand. I'm applauding you. What you're saying is makes perfect sense. If you meet a nigga and fuck that nigga in 2 weeks, and a year from now, that nigga still fuck with you. And I ain't talking about just come put his dick in your mouth every other third Friday at 4 o'clock in the morning when he drunk coming from the Blue Flame. Shout out to the Blue Flame. What I'm saying is, if this nigga is really still kicking it with you, taking you out on dates, going, this nigga really do like you. If you fucked him the first night and it's a year from now and he's still hanging with you, going out with you, spending money on you, whatever he's doing, it's good. The nigga really do like you. Period, point blank. You got a better chance with this nigga than a nigga who you wait 90 days for and he get the pussy and then y'all ain't even fucking around in seven months. Y'all fucked on the third month, but in the seventh month, it just didn't work out. Maybe because he tried to give your pussy 3 months to get right and you really can't fuck.
Really don't.
I don't know what happened, bitch. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why you waited 90 days and then 90 more days, which is 6 months and some change, he ain't really fucking with you like that. I don't know. Maybe it's because you made him wait 90 days, bitching your pussy back. No one knows the fucking answer to this shit, Charlie. I'm not a guru, and neither is Steve.
Really don't.
That's all I'm saying. Back to the music. Real quick, and I'm going to go to the next call. Go ahead. Michigan girl on deck. Where is my... I told A62 I was coming to the line.
Yeah, but man, and then another thing, Chris, I don't know where the fuck that's coming from. Steve wrote this book. Nah, he's supposed to be Christian.
No.
Not if you want to get technical with it, you're supposed to be a Christian. So why are you even telling people to fornicate anyway? But they're not going to touch that part.
No.
Advice. I'm just saying, my nigga.
First of all, it's just like right now, at this point, it's like if you don't love the movie, and to me, I'm going to tell you some shit. First of all, if the movie, and I saw it, yes, I went on a date and saw the movie, okay?
I went on a date and saw the movie.
Yeah. Are
you better?
On a date, yeah. I saw by myself? Now, that's just extremely gay.
I was about to say, you
can tell
me you
ain't
seen that movie by
yourself. You gay as hell. You gay. You saw the movie by yourself, nigga. You gay. There's nothing to talk about, nigga. You are a closet fag if you haven't realized it yourself. I don't mean to use... Yes, I do mean it. Anyway, this is the point. Okay. Now, I went with a female. You know what I'm saying? Because I promised her I would go to a chick flick with her because she's went to like 10 fucking guy flicks with me. Okay. Let's go to your chick. This is the one you really want to see? Just to see... Okay, let's go see this one. We went. And I wanted to go because I knew I was going to talk about it on the show. So I didn't want people to come up and say, oh, nigga, you ain't even seen the motherfucking movie. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nah. I saw it, so I can talk about it. And at the end of the fucking day, and I'm going to Michigan Girl after this. You know what I'm saying? What you just said, and everything you just said is so true. Steve Harvey, who may be a good person or whatever, he's telling these motherfucking women to wait 90 days. And he's actually saying, have respect for yourself. Okay, that's cool. But in the same time, he says he's a Christian. But even him, he himself, even if Steve wait 90 days, Steve ain't finna wait until he get married. He gonna test that motherfucking pussy out. I bet he fucked his wife before he got married. So at the end of the day, him telling the motherfucking woman to wait 90 days is fucking hypocritical, because he talking about he a Christian and he couldn't even wait till he got married to fuck his wife. Fuck that shit.
Well, if nigga want to give advice, let's get a real advice. If you want to go there, let's really go there. Don't lead the people to that false hope. That's what he's doing. He's giving the women that false hope and all that other bullshit. Trying to make them feel good, which ain't going to amount to shit, because they're going to fuck themselves.
Exactly. All right, homie. Hey, man, thanks for calling into the show. Let me get to the next call, all right?
All right.
Lady on the line. Michigan girl. What up, baby?
What's up? What's going on?
Well, thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. My phone lines are like, swole. I'm trying to move along. I spent a lot of here again, everybody calling after 9. Let me move this thing along, because I got somewhere to go. I got to go party with Big Bully Streets tonight. We VIP in this bitch. Anyway, Michigan girl. Really, though? Really, though?
Really, though?
Really, though? Really,
what you got for me? Go ahead.
And my really, though, is about this black woman, Marissa Alexander, who is in jail, possibly facing 20 years, in the same state where George Zimmerman didn't get arrested for shooting Trayvon. She defended herself. She didn't even shoot anybody. Her ex-husband, they were separated or separating, who didn't beat her ass. She didn't went into labor early, had her baby 9 days early, got domestic violence charges on him, even had an order of protection, had license to carry her gun, did not shoot him, shot in the ceiling to protect herself, is in jail, facing 20 years, and didn't even kill nobody. And they took how long to arrest George Zimmerman? That's my really dumb.
Go on, but
really though,
the fuckery. I read that story. I'm looking at it. She could have killed the nigga.
Even in the sworn deposition, though, he admitted he was the aggressor. He admitted he was going after her, and they still got her in jail.
I know exactly. I saw that story, and I read that story, and I was like, I just had such had other overriding things, and I didn't make that a highlight of really though. But I applaud you for bringing it up. That story is so fucking retarded. Especially, it's just, I can't even. First of all, I'm not a woman beater. You know what I mean? I can honestly say I've never beat a woman ass. I've had reasons to beat a motherfucker bitch ass, and I didn't do it. You feel me? Good judge calls to really whoop this hoe, but I didn't do it. I felt like I'm fucking 246'1". What, this bitch 5'9", 130 soaking wet. What? Why? You know, really just why? You know, I could, but why? I was raised by my mom and my grandma. Call me soft nigga, fucking nigga. You can see me in the street. Point is this. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is I don't hit women or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really have this thing in my heart that's quote unquote sympathy for niggas who beat bitches. So she could have killed this nigga. And I'm like, nigga, you beat me, I mean, nigga, you done beat this hoe up a couple of times. You came
to
try this
off. To labor with your baby early. Make sure I had your baby early.
You could have killed this nigga. And I feel like the bitch shouldn't even goddamn have the number, fill out a statement at the end of the motherfucking day. Because if she done, this nigga done whooped her ass a couple of times. She got it on document. This nigga over there flipping again. Bitch can open this nigga chest up. And if it's me, this bitch ain't finna goddamn go to jail for 5 minutes. We gonna take this statement and then we gonna goddamn let you go home and see about your children and shit. And that's that. The nigga kept on. Bitch got nigga, fuck nigga got what he deserved. Cause I don't like niggas that beat bitches up. I got issue with niggas that beat bitches up. You feel me? I don't like them niggas. You feel me? I don't like them. deep down, I don't like niggas who beat hoes up. If niggas don't like that, nigga, fuck you. But I don't like niggas who beat hoes up. Because I'm like, nigga, that's just hoe shit. That's easy. Right. That's an easy win. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I ain't never mushed a bitch down. You know what I'm saying? I mush a bitch down now. Because, bitch, you got to goddamn understand that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not finna beat you up. I'm not finna beat a bitch up. I'm not finna beat a girl up. I will mush you in your motherfucking face if you get wrong. Unless you spit on me. If you spit on me, all bets off, bitch. I'm finna beat your ass.
Yeah, nasty disrespect. Don't spit on me. That's like, you spit on the ground. That's like, that's so disrespectful to spit on somebody.
It's not going
to
be good. Not because I'm a woman beater, it's just because a natural reaction. Like, as soon as you spit on me, it's not going to be about me being a woman beater. It's going to be about this bitch just spit on me. It's going to take about 0.5 seconds for me to knock your motherfucking ass out. But we got that established. Me and my woman, whoever I deal with, I tell them, look, you can say whatever, do whatever, man. You can, you know, throw a hot plate of spaghetti on me, which happened to me. And I should have beat her up, but I didn't. But I could have. But I didn't. But if you spit on me, I'm going to make it clear. You're dealing with me, just don't spit on me. If you do, I'm going to punch you in the face. And it's not because I'm a woman beater, it's just because you just spit on me and I just instantly punched you in the face because you spit on me, bitch. Okay? So anyway, besides that point, I know that story. That story is complete fuckery all the way around, period, point blank. There's no way that I can't. When I first read it, I was hoping that when I read into it more, that I could decipher and say, oh, yo, no, this is some fuck, no. No. That whole story, why, I don't even know why she in jail. And with Florida is notorious. I'm from Florida. I'm born and raised. Florida is notorious for piling on fuckery on top of fuckery. They always get fucked up with a fucking big story, and then the state somewhere, it's like counties are competing with counties. That county down there got fucked up for not arresting Zimmerman. Well, we finna arrest any motherfucking body up here who shoot any motherfucking body. We don't even want to make CNN. Stupid motherfucker, now you done made CNN because you arrested wrong motherfucker. You stupid bitch.
Really though?
Really though? Really now, before right. I go to the next call, what do you think about think like a man? Think like a man. Back to the music.
Who said I seen it?
What do you think? You think? What do you mean? If he's sitting down, you think something about it. Whether you agree with it or not, you think something. So you're female.
Well, I didn't say I saw the movie. I might not have seen it yet.
You saw the movie?
No, I'm just playing. I mean, it was a movie. It's entertainment. Kevin Hart was funny to me, you know. But at the end of the day, I'm a woman, and I don't really agree with most of the stuff that he was saying. I mean,
do you feel like, quote unquote, chirp chirp girl if a nigga don't open your door?
That was funny to me. I mean, to me, that's just funny.
That's
I mean,
stupid, but feel like that. Do you feel like a chirp chirp?
No,
he made women and bitches. It's a separation of the two. He made women and bitches who. It is a separation of the two. You got women and you got bitches.
I know.
What you mean?
There you go.
So
separation.
Women feel like if a nigga opens the motherfucking door every time,
right.
You a trick.
I don't feel like that. I mean, if we walking in a restaurant, you open the door for me, that's cool. I don't feel like you got to open my car door every time I get in, get out. Now, if I just met you, maybe first date, that is kind of romantic or whatever, but that's not necessarily a requirement. It don't have to, and that doesn't say anything about me being a woman. That's just not something, because you can open a million doors for me, and that don't mean that you...
That don't mean I won't beat your motherfucking ass if you got
right.
them set wrong.
That don't mean you ain't gonna jump on me. That don't mean you a good man. That don't mean you can, you know, provide. That don't mean none of that. So everything that you was trying to, you know, that Steve was trying to, it's like they take little bitty things and try to make it into something big. Like the 90s.
My whole point,
okay.
That's what it is. No. You have to send them. You know what that book and that movie is? It's taking little bitty small things and making them seem extremely way beyond the importance of what they really are when it comes to determining if a person is good enough for you or a good person at all. You know what? You're hitting on the nail. Small things big. Gonna get bitches fucked up. I'm telling you, it's gonna get women fucked up. Cause they're gonna start making a big deal about small shit, and they're gonna be like, bitch, man, I'm out of here, man. Fuck that.
But see, the thing is, make a big deal about the small stuff, and you miss the whole big picture. You can make a big deal about, oh, he don't open the door for me, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Just because he can open the door for you don't mean that he won't cheat on you, beat your ass, or whatever the case may be. So stop making such small things like whether he opened the door for you such a big deal. I know women,
And it's nothing towards them. But I know women, you don't have to open the door for them. That's not their thing. You know, it's nice if you do it or whatever, but that's not a requirement. So it's like, that was a big focus of the movie. I don't go out with guys if you don't open the door for me. Really?
It's a whole chat, and he's got a name for you. Trip.
The girl is, and I'm like her friend. What's the problem? I mean, I got two hands. They work. I'm thankful that I can use them. I can open the door for my damn self. I open my car door for my damn self. I mean, what's the big deal?
Trip, girl.
You
gotta watch.
Whatever.
Because he made Trip girl seem like a complete, utter slut.
You know what? You can make a dude wait 90 days for sex and still be a slut. You might want to make this one dude because maybe you think, oh, he could be the one. So I'm going to make him wait 90 days. And that's like what y'all was talking about, how men don't necessarily have to wait. He ain't going to stop having sex. You could just make this one dude wait because you're like, okay, I want him to think I'm a respectable woman and blah, blah, blah. That don't mean that same chick ain't fucking two or three other dudes that she might have been fucking before she met this dude that she think, oh, I'm going to make him wait because I want him to think I'm respectable. What the hell? I mean, everybody is grown. If you want to sleep with somebody on the first night, that's your thing too, you know, whatever the case may be. But it's about knowing yourself and having respect for yourself. What 90 days is going to prove? 90 days, 6 months. You can make him wait a year. He can get the pussy on 366 and then never call your ass again.
And there you have it. Stand by. Thank you, Michigan girl, for calling in to the show. 845-764. What up, though? Welcome to K100. What's popping?
What's going on?
What up, mate?
Good. Just listening to all the comments, you know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. What you got to say? What is your for the night?
Yeah, man. My take on this Steve Harvey shit, man. I think he just, you know, it just caused him more division, man. He didn't write a book to, you know, write a book to help a nigga out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He wrote a book that's gonna cause division. You know what I mean? Like, it's just gonna cause women, because women are already reading books, you know, all shit about men that don't make no fucking sense. You know what I mean? And you,
right,
as a dude, you know what I'm saying, that could have put light on the situation, you know what I'm saying, could have put some serious light on it, but nah, you wrote a book. You wrote a book to tell a girl, you know what I mean? Come on, a woman ain't going to be doing all that, man. She ain't going to be... You know, if she's telling the nigga she wanna, you know, give him some on the first night, then that's her prerogative.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't tell nobody that, oh, you know, if you wait 90 days and he's really feeling you, that's bullshit.
I don't know, man. Like I said, man, that was gonna be my main point. So I stick with what you're talking about with the Steve Harvey shit. Like I said, I wanted to see the movie. I didn't read the book, so from what now you got women. Now you got women. Hold on, this is what's crazy about the whole shit. This is crazy. Let me stop the music. So you got women who are saying, oh, the movie was good, but it really didn't cover everything. You really got to read the book to understand where he's really coming from. I mean, it's just entertainment. It's supposed to be funny. And then you can't look at the movie and say that's what the book make you. The book is more deeper than that. You got to read the book. Really.
Right. I don't see the movie. I don't see the movie. And I saw him when he was on Oprah a while ago about like the same topic. You know what I mean? And he was acting like he was a fucking, you know what I mean? Like he was a professor on this subject. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You have had enough ass. You know what I'm saying? You had all this fucking money, had probably fucking orgies, and now you're going to tell another nigga not to get none? Nah, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's not happening. I mean, I know he's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's finally, you know, trying to be right with the Lord and everything. Yeah, you're going to get right with the Lord after you've been... You know, I've
been
slept in the mud. You know what I'm saying?
Mad.
That nigga slept in the mud for years. And now, you know, okay, after a while, okay, you're like, man, I don't want to do that no more. I want to give me a nice girl and settle down. Yeah, that's for people that want to do that, that's ready to settle down. You know what I mean? Maybe he didn't make that clear. It's for people that are ready to do that. You know what I'm saying? No. night, but, you know, you get pregnant by a nigga, you know what I'm saying, on the first night, or, you know, you catch some, you know, PD or whatever, then you good. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know you're not supposed to fornicate. You're not supposed to do all that stuff, but...
That's the point.
You know what I'm saying? It's just life. It's just
like
people going through life. People are making their mistakes. And then later on in life, you know what I'm saying? Then you listen to somebody like Steve Harvey that went through that, that said, you know what? Maybe you want to settle down, get married, all right, whatever. But you can't say that to everybody. You know?
This is what I'm saying. But this is my point. I'm going to get to the next caller because I only got 5 minutes left. All right? This is my next point. I'm going to the next call after this. Okay? The whole point is this, man. You feel me? What you saying? What the caller just said was absolutely right. It's like now you done found God or whatever, and you claiming that you done found Jesus and whatever. And you, that's cool. I understand that. But if you basing all this on your new relationship with God or whatever, you would have been telling these motherfucking women to wait till motherfucking goddamn they got married. You know why Steve Harvey didn't tell women to wait till they got married, nigga? Because that's just so unmotherfucking realistic. And it's not even. It's because no one went. And this is my whole thing about the whole shit. I'm gonna tell you some real shit, and this is my personal experience, and this is my walk, okay? As a bachelor, you know what I'm saying? I haven't met a woman. I've been single for about 3 years now. I haven't met a woman that wanted to wait 90 motherfucking days. You feel me? I haven't met a. Let me say this shit again, so you motherfuckers understand what I just said. I've been single for 3 years. I've been a bachelor 3 years in Atlanta, Georgia. I live in Atlanta. They based the motherfucking movie out the motherfucking city. You know. I haven't met a motherfucking woman in 3 motherfucking years who even wanted to wait. I didn't have to put no pressure on nobody. I haven't met a woman in 3 years. I want to get into how many people I can kick it with, but I'm a bachelor. I can kick it with how many motherfuckers I want to, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not even ham. I'm not even ham. I'm not even a little young nigga trying to fuck everything moving. I don't even holler at women in the club, nigga, when I go out. I talk and conversate, but I ain't even trying to fuck tonight, nigga, because I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man. Yeah, I been did that, nigga. You niggas playing catch up with me. This me, nigga. You know, I got nothing to prove. So, it's like, I don't even do that. But I still, any woman, no one was trying to wait 90 days. It's like, once they felt my vibe and felt that was cool and felt that was a trill, nigga. That could have been the first night, 2 weeks, 2 months, but it wasn't motherfucking 90 days. And nigga, that go for everybody. Listening, talking, whatever, everybody, motherfucker. You know, if you know me, bitch, that cover every motherfucking body. Now, and that's all I got to say about that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's not nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't, it's just not a barometer. It's not a fair barometer, man. Straight up, 44310, what up, though?
Hey, what's up going on? It's Mr. World Famous.
Mr. World Famous, what's happening, man? 850-319. 850-319. We're going to get to you before we go. We may run over to overtime a little bit, but we'll make sure we answer your call because you've been waiting patiently. Mr. World Famous, what's happening, man? Thanks for calling into the show. What's good with you?
Yeah, you know me, definitely called in to show you some love and support. Definitely, I came in on late, but I definitely wish you anything about the movie. I haven't saw it myself personally, but I mean, based off of what you're saying, I mean, I agree with you. Based them into new generation, how they do things, how these relationships go and stuff. So what he's referring to is more so for the older crowd, quote unquote, but I mean, you really can't tell people nowadays. There's a lot more freedom and liberation going on, especially with the women and the men, to where, I mean, that's cookie cutter what he's talking about. More, take my hats off to him. I ain't seen the movie, so I ain't bashing it or whatever, but I mean, according to the people, like you were saying, how women are nowadays is kind of a whole lot different what he was talking about, according to what I'm hearing from you. But then that, I definitely may take a chance to support him on his movie, et cetera, or get it when it hit the red box and everything, but I was calling once again to show love to your show and everything because I like what you're doing out here.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in to the show. I'll make sure I run your promo before we actually log off tonight so people can hear how they can get in touch with you and what you got going on. For all the artists, the people that's listening in the music industry, we'll make sure we run Mr. World Famous's promo. He does a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? So he's a guy you want to know, you know what I mean? And we'll make sure we'll play that before we get up out of here. But I think what he said is, I said this on a lot of my points already, you know, it's a new generation, you feel me? What Steve Harvey is saying, you know, Steve Harvey is – something. Steve Harvey is 50 something. Am I right, Mr. World Famous? Right?
Oh yeah, he's not 50.
He's not 50 yet?
I believe so, because I know he's older than me, and I'm 42, so I know he's older than me, so he got to be in his 50s.
Right. So I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's just like I'm not even trying to down what he's saying. It's like, I'm not trying to tell women to go out and fuck a person the first night. I'm just saying, take into account everything. You know what I'm saying? Take into account everything that you're saying and everything that he's saying, and just look at it from all standpoints, because he's telling you stuff and he's giving you advice after the fact, after he's done everything he's done in life, after the fact that he's rich as hell, you know what I'm saying? And he can get whatever woman he want to get in, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say that, you know, world famous is promo. I'm trying to find it as I'm talking and it's not coming up.
Okay. But I'm going to change it. But make sure y'all go sign up at BigitIn, www.bigitin.com. That's my new website, BigitIn, BigitIn, BigitIn.com. That's why I bring the artist together and all their music industry professionals. Shameless plug.
All right. Tell them that again, because I can't find this promo. I don't know.
Yeah, once again, just go to my website. If you're an artist, single rapper, dancer, actor, model, whatever it is, trying to meet people in the music industry, sign up for my website. I'm bringing everybody together. That's BigitIn.com, because BigitIn means better. You want to get better? Sign up at BigitIn.com. That's BigitIn. BigitIn.com.
Right. Make sure y'all holler, and make sure if you didn't hear that, just go back to the replay and fast forward to the end and make sure you holler at Mr. World Famous. He's got a lot of things going on. Hey, man, thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for calling into the show, man. I'm just trying to get these cats some game, man. Just get away from the music a little bit and just talk to the people. You know this is what we do over here at K100, man. You know what it is.
Okay.
All right, man, thanks for calling in. One more call, and we're going to get ready to get up off the air. 850-319. What up, though?
Hey, what it do?
Shay Shay, what's happening, baby? What's poppin'?
Yeah, what's up? Not too
much.
Thank you. Just had to dial in and see what kind of fuckery was going on and comment on it.
Before we go, I'm gonna run this show over about 5 extra minutes. All right. So we at the 10 o'clock mark. We right there. If you're listening to me right now and you want to hear like the last 5 minutes of the show or 10 minutes or however we go, you got to call into the phone lines like right now, 347-934-0966. Otherwise, it's gonna cut off on you if you're listening on the internet. And, of course, if you're listening to this, like, on a podcast or the replay, then it's already being recorded. But if you're listening to me live at blogtalkradio.com/K100, you got to call 347-934-0966 to catch the rest of this, the last little part of the show. If you can't, then it's whatever. You go to listen to the replay. Okay, so real quick before we get up out of here, Shay Shay, what do you – first of all, do you have any personal fuckery to talk about before we get into anything else that we already discussed?
No, not major. Mm-mm.
Okay. So what do you think about – have you seen the movie Think Like a Man? Have you seen it?
You know what? I have not seen it, but I intend to see it because it's entertainment, and you know, and I want to go because it's one of us did it, so yeah, I'm going to support us.
That's why I didn't have as much. This is what I'm saying. Even though I don't agree with shit Steve is saying, I didn't have a problem paying my money, and I paid to go see it. I paid for the day. I paid to go see that. You feel me? I paid for me and the person I'm with. I didn't have a problem with it because at the end of the day, it's not all about Steve. It's about the other black actors and actresses in there and making that box off swell up
right on
their ass.
Right.
Even Tyler Perry, even though I don't like his movies, I would try to go see. I would sit through one just to say I supported Tyler Perry, even though I don't like hardly any of his movies. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I would go to see one just to say I supported this dude. You feel me? And that's just I'm a pro-black person. Period.
Yep,
so,
I definitely want to go and, support us and, support the other actors and everything in there. And really just to see what the hype is about because, you know, I'm just not in agreement with his concept, the whole Think Like a Man thing. So, I mean, the only reason why I want to go is just because of the fact that it's a black movie, one. Two, a lot of my favorite actors are in the movie. So, you know, of course I want to go see to show support for them. And three, just, like I said, to see what the hype is about it, certain people think that, you know, he is like, you know, the live by tell all, whatever.
One other thing I want to say about the movie, and I'm going to get up out of here. And this may seem like hate, and it's not. It's just, God damn it, man.
Really, though? Really, though?
Does Morris Chestnut have to be in every black romantic comedy on the planet?
Yes, he's fine as hell. Chocolate.
Beef with Morris Chestnut. You feel me? He was up in the hood. One of my top 5 favorite movies ever in life, nigga. Even though he got gunned down, nigga. But there's
Morris
Chestnut.
Morris
Chestnut
has to
be in every black romantic comedy on the. This nigga has been in it. What? Name a romantic black comedy. Okay. Name one romantic black comedy, a black romantic comedy that doesn't have Morris Chestnut or Taye Diggs in it. Go.
Oh, It ain't one.
Right.
I can't say.
Really though? Really though?
Really
that's
though,
what I'm
though,
like.
Maybe? I mean, I don't know. I can't even think.
I don't know. I'm not even a fan of that kind of movie. And I know for a fact, like, I haven't seen them all. And I know it's like some shit that I ain't seen. But I'm just saying, it's like, yo, man, it's a whole bunch of black actors
Brothers,
out here.
He was in, The Best Man. He's in everything.
You know, him is Taye Diggs. And he don't even like black girls. He like white bitches. I don't even know what's up with that. That's a whole other issue. I could go on about that. I'm just saying. Can we have a romantic comedy for black folks without Morris Chestnut or Taye Diggs in it? If I go on a date with them, am I subjected to see these niggas every time I go to a fucking romantic comedy, one or the other? Is there
we
no more other people?
We will have to find another sexy chocolate man to replace him, and then they'll
fill
his spot.
I don't know. But all I know is, and since I've been a grown adult, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I've been grown for 15 years. You know what I mean? Right about that close. Every fucking romantic comedy that I'm subjected to that I really would never go see unless she wants to see it, and that's why I'm here. That's why I'm watching it on fucking Comcast or whatever, because she's here, because I'm not going to sit and watch it by my motherfucking self. Is that one of these niggas in? It's not that I'm hating on them. I'm just like, come on, man. Just like there's a whole bunch of indie rappers, there's got to be a whole bunch of up-and-coming black actors. The fuck? Come on, man.
Be discovered. Everybody wants that one, you know. It's just like, you know, any other movie. You know, you have an action movie. They want Vin Diesel. You know, it's just one of those things.
I'm not a hater of these niggas because I know in real life these niggas are like 5'4" and I'm 6'1" and I'm gonna win every time until they pull up in their Maserati. What point is this? You know what I'm saying?
You know it takes a many lighting and angles to make them look bigger than life like that.
It's love. In the club, I might have a fighting chance because he can pop a bottle and I can pop a couple bottles of nickel.
Yeah, busting your kneecap.
She go outside and pull up in the Maserati and I pull up in the Tahoe, is everything changes. That's not the point, okay? The point is, can I just have a romantic black comedy without seeing the same two niggas? That's all I'm saying. And I was like, I thought because he shows, Morris Chestnut shows up at the very end of the movie and I'm like, I thought I almost made it through this movie. Without Morris Chestnut, and he pops in the last end of it. And I'm like, fuck! Fuck!
You just gave me another reason to go see it.
I know. That's the touche.
Pretty sweet chocolate skin. Whew.
Bye. 347. And I'm out of here, man. I got to get ready to go up out of here, man. I got stuff to do tonight. I'm going to hang out with my homie Big Willie Streets. We're going to do the town. I'm just saying, man. I hope people don't take it the wrong way. Please don't take it the wrong way. I love y'all. I'm just saying, don't just put so much stock into the movie, the book, the Zimmerman case. Don't. We talked on the first. Don't crusade if you really don't feel. You know, if you really don't care about Trayvon, don't be making no songs and sending it to me talking about this is my new Trayvon song, nigga, and you never even made one song ever about social injustice. We covered a plethora of things here at K1's Internet Radio, episode 288. Really, though.
Really, though.
Really, though. Really, though. But to keep it real, at the end of the day, man, I just really appreciate all the callers. My phone lines was jammed up. People been tweeting about the show all day. We show love to the indie. Shout out to Tito Lopez. You know what I mean? For that joint, Mama Proud, I like that record. It's going to be in rotation on the subway. Yes, I know he has a deal. I don't care. So, he was cool when I met him. I mean, I don't care if he has a deal. So, all I want to say is before I go, man, just look, ladies. All I'm saying is you can listen to the Steve Harvey book. He's got some quote-unquote decent advice or whatever, but just don't be thinking that because you chirp a girl, you a hoe. Because a nigga don't open your door every time, he ain't a good man. Waiting 90 days don't make you less of a hoe or make him more of a man. It's just the simple stuff, you know? The book takes small things and blows it out of proportion and takes your focus off. What is this person really like? What are you really like? Do y'all gel? Do y'all have chemistry? That's the important shit. Can y'all vibe together? Can y'all communicate? You know what I mean? So it's not about he didn't open your door. Okay. Nigga, y'all got a thousand things coming, but this nigga gonna open the door and now you finna cut him loose? You stupid. You stupid. You stupid.
Really though? Really though?
K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. Follow us on Twitter at K100_Radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzard. Download my app, please. It's free. Damn it. Free. Just search Blizzard, B-L-I-Z-M, in your App Store or your Google Play. I want to say Joy Market. Oh, my God. Download my app, man. I promise you, if you like rap music and you like good shit, you won't be sorry. You know what I mean? Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show, man. Salute.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.